Blog Talk Radio.
He came from heaven to earth, earth to the grave, grave to the sky. He waved a goodbye from the Mount of Olives. They gazed in the sky, endowed with power, so when they faced the trial, they would not cower, not faint, not bow, or about face, be his mouthpiece even when under attack. And do outreach, cause Jesus is coming for
you. Yeah, you see that lightning flash, you hear that thunder roll. Can't wait to quake the bag, this song's a coming though. Who wants to wake up fast, who had it low and low? This makes the crash relax, and when that trumpet blows, when that trumpet blows, yeah, when that trumpet blows.
Good evening, Rapture-centric family. I'm Jason Chambers, and I am here blessed with Luke.
Hey, there's my introduction for you.
Great follow-through, buddy. Great follow-through. Had some exciting stuff this morning. A young man by the name of Luco was baptized on the morning show. And you want to talk about that a little bit, Luke?
I was very happy to finally do it. I honestly, it's been in the back of my mind for a long time, but I never knew how I could do it because this is my church now. So I was like, I don't know where I could possibly do it. And then I talked to Judy last night about it, and then she thought of the idea of doing it over the phone. And then I think Dustin thought of the idea of doing it over the whole radio show, and then it just happened to work out. So
amen.
I'm really glad I did it.
So,
and,
you know, good.
We're going to, yeah. We're trying to get anybody who wants to get baptized, baptized. So, I mean, if you want to, just call in and be like, hey, can I get baptized? And we'll be like, all right. And then you can get it over with. As simple as that.
You know, the neat thing is, guys, is, you know, all you really have to do is, you know, basically what the process would be is you kind of share a little bit of your testimony. You know, if you're not able to call in on phone, you can do it in chat. And you can just kind of share about, really, I think Luke, he just shared his, his walk, what drew him to the Lord, and how much, you know, it's changed and impacted his life. And it's a prayer, and then you put water on yourself and baptize your name in the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. You know, if it's something that's been on your mind and you haven't done yet, then, we can do it. If you're not comfortable, we'll do it, and you want to do it in private, then you can get a hold of any of us, and we can do it over the phone. But if it's something that's wearing on you, definitely want to get it taken care of and bring it up again. So I'm hoping we're going to do one today. We're also going to do communion here in just a short bit. And from what I know, Katie has a word from the Lord that she's going to share that's pretty good. So I'm looking forward to that. And I believe we've got Stacy on here with us. Hello, 626.
No, it's Leah, not Stacy. But it's cool.
Hi, Leah.
What's up,
hello.
Leah?
Hi, Luco. Congratulations. I got to catch that part of the show this morning, so I thought that was super cool.
Oh, thank you.
He is no longer a dirty sinner.
Yeah, I'm actually going to get raptured now.
Luco, how do you feel? You just died. Are you, like, super psyched about it?
I've never been so happy to die in my life.
Amen. Lord, please send the meteor to my house.
No, but like, you don't actually have to be baptized in order to make it in the rapture. I didn't want to send any false messages, just clearing that up. Okay. Continue, Jason.
I was just going to continue to bring more people on here. Leah always, if she's going to share, she usually steps in and does it. Or otherwise, we have to go to the process where she says, I'm just listening. So
okay.
I'm going to bring on. Oh, hold on. I'm going to have to mute him again real quick. Go ahead, Leah.
Okay. So this morning. Okay. So I live in Maryland. And so last week when it snowed, like 6 inches of snow here, which is, you know, it's a good bit for us where I live. And so the next day for work, we had a field trip, and we were supposed to go to the Science Center. Last month, the Lord told me that we would not go And I was like, okay. He was like, oh, no, you're not going to go on that field trip. And I was like, okay, that's weird. And then it happened to snow, like, the night before, because I was, like, thinking, I was like, oh, well, that means, like, we're not going to be here. And then so I was like, okay, and I was like, waiting, and then I was like, oh, but then it snowed that night. And so today I had to reschedule the field trip. And so when I went to do that, the lady at the office was, like, telling me that they didn't have anything left for February, and the only date that she could give me was next month. And I said, sure, what day do you have available? And the day that she said was actually March 4th, which I thought was pretty cool, because I know that's, like, Stacy's daughter's birthday and my son's birthday. And so I was like, huh, how about that? That's pretty neat.
Amen. Yeah, I think Dustin's birthday is March 4th, too.
Go to that field trip again.
I think Dustin Wright's birthday is the 4th, on more 4th of March as well, if I'm remembering correctly.
Yeah, it is. I heard him say that, and, like, I know he was like, the Lord told him he wouldn't be here for his birthday, so I'm like, maybe that's why we're not going to go on the field trip at all, like, ever.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about. Let's go to heaven and eat some of Stacy's bananas.
Oh, yeah, she was telling me about that. Oh, you got to hear, but I'm sure she'll, like, get on later to tell you more about her and her bananas, because I guess she had a revelation about the bananas. That was pretty cool.
Oh, wow. Really? That'll be cool.
Yes.
Okay, well, I'm going to bring somebody else on. Okay. It was awesome. Thank you for sharing. Stay along with us here. I got to bring 317 on here. Hello, 317.
Oh, hi. It's Surabelle. I'm listening. Oh, actually.
Hi, Surabelle.
Hey, that just reminded me, you guys were talking about March 4th. I believe that was the day that I got baptized, like, 6 years ago. That's pretty neat.
Oh, wow. That's awesome. Just more you want to share there, Surabelle?
Do I have anything to share?
Yeah, I just, did you have any more to share there? I'm sorry.
Oh, no. That was all.
Okay.
I was actually just listening.
All right. Well, stay along here with us. Let's see. I've got 614. Hello, 614.
Hi, this is Chris.
Hello, Chris.
My update is I just feel like I've got a vision. We're strapped in and ready to go. So, buckle in, I guess.
Sister. That's what I'm talking about.
That's it for me.
That's pretty good. Strapped in, ready to go. Lord gave me a whole bunch of visions last night. They're all weird, so I'm happy to hear people's visions about strapped in, ready to go. All right, I got one more person I got to bring on here and make it a little bit more casual. It's 413. Hello, 413.
Bennett, hi and good evening. How are you? How is all? How is everything?
I am wonderful, young lady. How are you?
I am Lana, and I am old enough to be your mother.
Uh-oh.
I'm from Kansas, so, you know, I call everybody young lady. It's a good bet to use that one.
You know, it is so beautiful. Every time you do that, I think it's so sweet. It's so endearing, and I was just like, oh, this is such a, just a general word of general respect. And you have to know I both love it and I laugh every time I hear it because I am so
not God bless you, sister.
Sister, it's good. I am so not a lady.
Oh, you're a beautiful lady to the Lord. I'm telling you, actually, I'll share this. One of my visions after I had a whole bunch of spooky ones last night, the Lord showed me my wife in heaven, who's my wife now, who I am happy to spend eternity with. I'm going to tell you guys, for the ladies, he didn't show me what I've looked like. I have no idea, but the Lord definitely knows how to make a woman in heaven. It is completely over the top. And so all the ladies are going to be seriously just, I'm going to use, I think these words are in the Bible somewhere, but all the ladies are definitely smoking hot. And you guys got some stuff. We both got stuff to look forward to. I mean, you're just, women, guys, it's over the top. I mean, just beautiful from the eyes to the muscular body to everything. Just absolutely phenomenal.
That is beautiful. There is something that I wanted to share. And
by all means.
I found something really beautiful. And it's a blog, and it's a prayer to the bride. And
amen.
It's lovely because this is what I've been really, it has a beautiful line in here about allowing the Holy Spirit to develop your relationship with the bridegroom. And it reminds me of sort of this traditional Jewish wedding in which the woman is, you know, taken off and prepared for the, I thought it's been capturing my heart. And I wanted to read.
Hey, by all means.
Would that be okay? And this is a beautiful thing, and this is your hour. This is your season, Bride of Christ. Awake, sleeping bride. Awaken to the reality of your groom's love for you, and awaken to his passionate desire for you. Let the love that your groom has for you cast out all fear and destroy the spirit of religion that has kept you at a distance from Jesus, your husband. Let love cast out all fear and enable you to approach the throne of grace with confidence. You may receive mercy and find grace to help you in your time of need. That is how it starts. It gets better and better.
Cast out all fear.
Oh, and it's called Prayer for the Bride of Christ. I think I caught it on YouTube, but I think it's also, I'm not real good at computer stuff, but I think if you Google it, you'll find it. I love this stuff. I can answer my email, okay? but I wanted to share it with whoever was listening because there are words that echo what we were hearing last night. The passion.
Amen.
It was so serious, so serious. So I just wanted to share that and to just keep that passion flowing. So that's it. I've taken up my airtime and I've shared what I had to share.
You're taking up airtime with beautiful words about our Lord Jesus. That ain't a waste. That's a good thing. You know, sometimes we get to sharing on here, we get too excited, and I'll always love hearing about how much we love the Lord and how much the Lord loves us, and there's always room for that. That's why I enjoy Pat calling in, because I swear that woman probably reads a book a day of different articles of different things, and she just finds the most beautiful words, just like the ones you found.
The first word I heard her say was a word from a book that I read. Once, twice, three times a day, I thought no one knew he and I, Gabrielle Boshi. And there it was. This was a word that was so close to my heart that it shook me. So, yes, I've got mad love for Pat.
Amen. I've got something I'd like to read. It's about battling smart. I think that's a good topic for tonight. So give me just a second here. Whenever opposition arises, God's grace thrives in us. Think about what happens to a tree when a great storm beats violently against it. The wind threatens to uproot the tree and carry it away. It breaks off branches and blows away its leaves. It loosens its roots and blows off its buds. And when the storm is over, things look hopeless. Yet look closer. The same storm that opened crevices in the earth and around the trunk of the tree has helped the roots grow deeper. The tree now has access to new, deeper sources of nutrition and water, and it has all been purged of its dead branches. The buds may be gone, but others will grow back more fully. I tell you that the tree is now stronger, growing in unseen ways, and wait till harvest, because it's going to bear much fruit. Maybe you're right in a storm right now. The wind is blowing hard, shaking you violently, and you think you're going down. Beloved, don't panic. You've got to know that in the midst of the tempest, you are putting down deep spiritual roots. God is developing in you a deepening humility, a greater mourning, a sorrow for sin, a heightened hunger for his righteousness. God is making you a seasoned soldier of the cross, battle-scarred, but battle-smart and courageous. You may get down on yourself at times, but the Lord never does. I'm going to read that part again. You may get down on yourself at times, but the Lord never does. The fact is, he could have acted sovereignly at any time to pluck you out of your struggle, but he didn't, because he saw it producing you in a greater thirst for him. Romans 5:3. Tribulation worketh... I know. I hear you, ma'am. Romans 5:3 says, tribulation worketh patience. And the word worketh means to accomplish. So in 2 Corinthians 4:17, we read, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh for us as far more exceeding an eternal weight of glory. The word worketh in this verse is the same as in Romans. So everything that we deal with, I love that guy, it's so beautiful. Everything we've ever gone through, the Lord never was angry at you. He was never let down in you. He saw you growing deeper in him. He saw you growing stronger in him, which is why the Lord always says, lean into me. That was my preach for the day.
Can I follow that with something?
You absolutely.
Because the way that that happens is that you start talking to him. And you talk to him a lot.
Ruby, no.
Keep going. I'm hearing you.
Okay, and you know what happens, that conversation starts because of the affliction, all right? And it's like that thing with the tree that you were saying. It opens these doors so that the roots can get more water. It rearranges the landscape so that the tree can bloom. And yeah, some of that, the buds can fall off, more buds will grow. And what you just said was so beautiful, and what we've been talking about, this whole thing that Judy was talking about online with herself, which was, you know, yes, listen, yes, believe what you're hearing. It's him. What would happen if you did believe it? The question I asked today was, what would happen if you really believed that it was February?
Oh, man, that was good. That was good, ma'am.
So what I have been doing, this is my little game that I play today. Every time I question that, I have a thought that I do, and it is, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Every single time my mind goes back to that place, I go back, you know, to the Pilgrim's College, Lord have mercy, Christ have mercy. And I just, you know, as I clear it out of my mind, that's my rebuke, boom. And it's been a really rich, not always perfect at it. Sometimes I've messed it up. But it is a rich journey. Not an easy journey, but a rich journey. And so I highly recommend it.
Amen, sister. Amen. Well, stay with us here. I got to pull someone on here that hit with us here. Actually, I think that's Luco. Is that you again, Luco, 530?
Hey, Jason. No, that's Rennie. How you doing?
It's Rennie. What's up, buddy?
just walking my dog, actually.
Is it a beautiful sunny day in California?
It's mild, a little overcast. It's not raining.
Well, amen.
Just enjoying the show and enjoying the scripture reading.
Yeah, I love it when we share these different readings and stuff. There's such a blessing in all of them.
You know, it's nice to hear about, you know, the tribulation or the correction you were referring to, because I've sure felt plenty of affliction in my life. You start to feel alone after a while because it's hard to talk about. It's hard to refer to. You know, nobody really wants to hear any kind of bad news, so to speak. So when you go through afflictions or corrections, you know, not everybody experiences these things to the same degree, the same levels. And you start feeling a little peculiar after a while, you know. So it's nice that you read those scriptures regarding the working of patience. Yeah. People need to hear them, you know. God has many
moves. We all need to hear them, and we need to hear them in different contexts, you know. What it means for me when I'm walking through my, you know, my life is one thing, and, you know, depending on where I'm at in life and different things, you know, it's one thing. And then you get somebody that's maybe younger or older that's been more or seen less, and they get something completely different. That's what's so neat about the love of the gospel, is that it speaks to you on different times in your life or different ways.
And we're different members, different parts of the body of Christ. I mean, you know, the big toe isn't going to work like the brain or the heart. You know what I mean?
Amen.
Rennie, Judy wanted me to make sure that she got you a shout out there from the chat room. She says, "Hello, Rennie. Lovers you, Rennie. Tell him, Jason."
Hey, thanks. And I wanted to invite you guys to see my cute Heaven Bound Hound video. I thought it really turned out sweet, if you haven't had a chance.
I haven't had a chance today, but what I'll do is I'll pull up your channel, find the video, and post it in our chat, make sure everybody gets a chance.
It's really hysterical. Part of it is, I think you'll appreciate it. And I got it with, coupled it with Tesla's Love Song, which in and of itself is a beautiful tune, and it really just blends with the video nicely. I had Paul and Marie crying, put it that way. I think you'll laugh.
Amen, brother.
Yeah, it's sweet.
Well, I got it.
It's life.
It's a short, quick video, guys. Check it out. Rennie puts a lot of work into his videos. He's made some beautiful ones, some amazing ones, some insightful ones. I always enjoy him. You know, he's just another brother that's trying to bless the whole body of Christ, doing the Lord's work. You guys, is everybody in chat ready to do some communion? Rennie, I can actually wait for you, Rennie, if you want to do communion with us, if you're walking your dog.
Sure. I'm here. I'm ready.
Okay. Well, I got to bring in my best friend in the whole wide world. Hello, Pat.
Hi, sweeties. I have such a cold. You won't believe this. Every time I've tried to call you, I've started sneezing or having to blow my nose, or I can't. You know, my voice is raspy, but I'm here.
You sound beautiful,
oh,
young lady.
My. Oh, Satan!
Well,
I can't get any. I'm just gonna laugh you away. I'm on the phone.
Well, we're about to do communion, so if you want to.
Okay, sure. Go ahead. Oh. I have everything here on my computer.
All right, Pat. We will. Everybody pray for Pat and her allergies. Everybody pray for her. Rennie.
Like every 4 weeks, I get sick. Yeah.
I'm sorry, sister.
Oh, hey, I offered up. That's okay. You know.
Hey, Rennie, are you with us?
Yeah,
hey, Rennie.
I'm here. How's it going, Pat?
That's really, okay,
after
love. I'll be fine.
Okay.
Go ahead, honey.
Hang in there. I'm told Jesus is coming today. So I pray it so.
Oh.
Rennie, would you like to lead us in prayer after communion?
Actually, I'm a little bit distracted with my dog at the moment, Jason. It might be too much for me to take on at the moment.
All right.
I can
do my best to. Yeah, Pat, if you're up to it,
I
would love to.
Yeah, I have beautiful verses from Terry McAlmon, and I'll just read another one of his song lyrics, which are just, you know, blow you out of the water tender, you know. So, whatever. And I have some very powerful prayers from Wave Divine Love, but we'll get into that later. Go ahead.
No, that's fine.
Yeah.
You know,
powerful.
Hope everybody in the chat room is ready for this. you know, before we start the communion prayer, I always like to talk about the Lord's love for us and how he's given us that ironclad promise for life on this earth and life in the heavens and his forgiveness and his love, and he never leaves any of us, and he loves you for you. He loves you for you, and that's why he created you. So 1 Corinthians 11:23, the Lord Jesus, on the night he was betrayed, took bread, and when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is for you. Do this in remembrance of me." In the same way, after supper, he took the cup, saying, "The cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this whenever you drink it in remembrance of me. For whenever you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes." Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Let us eat together." The cup of the new covenant is Jesus Christ's blood shed for you. Jesus said, "Do this in remembrance of me. Let us drink." Pat, whenever you're ready, young lady.
Okay, yeah. This is called "Oh, the Glory." Oh, the glory of your presence. We, your temple, give you reverence. Come and rise from your rest and be blessed by our praise as we glory in your embrace, as your presence now fills this place. You'd be my dream come true just to be with you. How I'd see brand new with eyes only for you. So that was the song.
Amen, Pat.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
This man writes, his discs are incredible. And you just sit there bathed in the Holy Spirit with tears, you know, because this man pours his heart out to God, you know. If anybody wants to know, it's from Canada. It's just incredible. Anybody out there wants to get his discs, because you put this on and your whole room is filled with the Holy Spirit like Zappo, and it's just www.cherrymacalmon.com, and you can order all his discs. There's probably like four or five of them, and this one is called "The Sound of Heaven," and it is just the most beautiful. He has the most beautiful voice. One of the most beautiful voices you've ever heard, and he uses it to just praise God. And it's like, I guess they're in a prayer meeting, but it's all praise songs to God. And you just sit there with tears because the Holy Spirit just comes over you, and you don't ever want to turn it off. It's like you have a little trip to heaven. So I share that with you. You know, you can go online
Amen,
and just
sister,
check out
we're
the different
always
ones. Yeah. Oh, you have to hear his voice and the music. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I will. Who doesn't need the Holy Spirit filling up their whole house? That's all
I'm telling you. Man does it. Yeah. Unbelievable.
I believe we've got young Mr. Elvin here with us.
Hi, Elvin.
Hey, God bless you guys.
God bless
How's
you, brother.
How's everyone today?
Okay.
Well.
We're cold.
you have a wonderful day in the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Hey, Elvin?
Yep.
Hey, I really love your prayers, brother, and I'm not very good at leading group prayer. The words don't come to me. Would you mind leading a prayer of healing for Pat?
You said healing for Pat?
Healing.
A prayer of healing. She's been under the weather.
Jesus gives me the feelings. You can pray for the healing.
I'd rather have the healing than the feeling.
Oh, if I could share with all of you what I have with him, it would bowl you over. And I tell him I want everybody to feel the love that we have with each other. I don't want one soul to miss out on this. It's just, and his love is incredible. You know, it's just incredible.
Well, I know with one Elvin's prayer, I think Pat will be healed here in about 2 minutes or so.
This is just recurring. This stupid cold. You know, my grandson is sick.
If we have, he works off faith.
It's faith, yes. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Lord Jesus, I just come before your throne, Lord God.
And thank you for Pat, Lord Jesus. Right now the enemy's trying to get her with sickness and a cold. And they're trying to convince us that that's part of life, Lord God, which I believe that it's not part of life, Jesus.
Right.
Healing is part of life. So I come against every sickness, cold, stuffy nose, nasal congestion. I come against you in the name of Jesus through the power of Christ Jesus alone. And, Father, we ask through your Holy Spirit that resides in her, provoke. And I send angels there to administer healing of every type, every pain, every arthritis, anything, Father God. I come against it in the name of Jesus. You have no authority over my sister, Pat. So I rebuke you right now, and I command and proclaim healing upon her life. Sickness, go in the name of Almighty Jesus. You have no authority over her. I come against you in Jesus' name, and I rebuke you, and I bind you to the pits of hell where you belong. Stay there and reside in Jesus' almighty name. Amen.
Thank you, love.
Amen,
you.
Brother.
Yeah.
No problem.
Thank you. Very powerful.
I got a crazy story.
Hi, hon.
You there, Jason?
Yeah, brother. Go ahead.
I actually prayed to get sick while I was feeling tempted to go see a woman I know I shouldn't have seen. And believe
that's
it or not,
prayer,
I got
brother.
Sick. I got sick. Yeah,
that's a good tactic.
It was after I lost my job in early 2013, and I was feeling so darn low. And you know, something I knew I shouldn't go there. And I actually said, Lord, just let me get sick or something. I'm feeling a little weak.
I don't mean to laugh, but that's really funny.
And, you know, she was kind of asking me, well, why aren't you coming over? And I didn't want to lie either.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, you wanted to tell her the truth.
I wanted to tell her the truth. I was really sick. Anyway, I got a good Lord got me out of that one.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Well, I ain't going to see nobody except the Lord, so I don't want to be sick.
The things we share on this broadcast.
Well, that's what it is, brother. It's a family.
It's family.
But you know,
each
one of these silly little testimonies is bound to speak to someone out there.
Yes, absolutely. That's why we got to keep
Amen.
On. Well, I know
on.
Jesus says, get on. Yeah.
I got to bring a couple more people on. Got a lot of callers
sure.
tonight, so I must have a
okay.
lot of words to
go
share.
Go for it.
We've got 828. Hello, 828.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello, how are you?
Hi. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
We can hear you just
fine. I wanted to share something with you guys because I know there's probably somebody out there who, you know, when you grow up with a, your situation when you're growing up, with a father that may be detached or not so much affection, you know, we tend to assign those emotions to God. And anyway, I asked Jesus to just show me how he loves me.
And I wasn't sure how he was going to answer that, but it was the most amazing experience. And so here it was. So I was having this dream, and I was in this office space, like a DMV or something. There were a lot of people there. We were all waiting in line, and I looked over to my right, and there was this full-length mirror beside me in the room, and I could see a man standing in the mirror looking at me.
Oh.
And I could see my reflection in the mirror, and I could see him standing there. He was very tall, very striking.
Mm-hmm.
He had on jeans and a red denim jacket, I remember. Anyway, he was just standing there looking at me, and I could not see him in the physical. I could only see his reflection in the mirror. And so I'm looking at him, and I'm thinking, "What? Who is that? Why can't I see him in front of me?" But his reflection is there. And as I was looking at him, this little girl walked up to him in the mirror, not in the in the room, but in this mirror. And she was barefooted, little white gown, long blonde curly hair, and he scooped her up in his arms and just held her so tight. Mm. And as he was hugging her, I could feel him hugging me.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Anyway, and you know, I just, even in the dream though, I kept asking myself, who is that child? He really loves that child. Who is that child? And so I just sat over in the corner of the room and I watched him love this little girl. And as I woke up, I could hear him so loudly in my spirit saying, you are that child.
Yes.
And so I just wanted to share that. You know, he answers every one of our prayers in a way that we need to hear them. And I lost my dad when I was a little girl, and I just,
so did I.
My mother remarried a man that was afraid to be too affectionate because he didn't want people to think anything bad, you know. But at
Amen.
The same time, that void was
yeah.
there, and I thought that God was detached because that was the father figure I had, you know.
Right.
So anyway.
Identify. No, identify.
Hey, sister, there's a lot of people who are very curious for some reason in chat about who you are because you're a new caller. You don't have to share your full name, but...
Oh, I'm Christy. I called in once before. I'm CDJ Heaven on the
Hi. Oh,
YouTube.
Hi, Christy.
Yeah, hi.
God bless you.
Yeah, well, I just want to share that. Maybe it'll encourage someone else. But that was just...
It was very encouraging.
Oh, no.
You're talking
very
about the Lord's
yeah.
love
yes.
for us.
Because I haven't had a father since I'm 10 or a mother, so that's very encouraging. Because I have
yeah.
that problem,
wow.
too. I do. Yeah, I teased Jesus. I said, I'll double up on spouse, because I'm not much good for anything else.
Oh, Pat.
No, really. I have a terrible void within me. But, you know, God's grace is there, and that's the whole thing. He gets you through all these things in life.
Yeah.
Lord,
lots
well,
of
I
things.
Had to, I had to go through
it's
a phase
wonderful.
Where there was, there was someone, and I don't remember where I heard this. I'll just say this real quickly. I know you've got another caller probably. But
take your time, young lady. You're fine.
Okay. There was a time in my life recently where I was looking forward to my rewards in heaven. And I know there's things waiting for each of us, but that was sort of my focus, like, okay, I'm going to, you know, I know I've got to store fit treasures in heaven and that sort of thing. And I saw a video or read someplace where they said, you know you're the bride if you're either a servant of the Lord, like in the parable about the masters coming and the servants that are found working, you know, it's like you're a servant of the Lord if your focus is the reward, is your wages. But you're a bride of Jesus Christ if you just want to see him smile. If
yeah.
you can't wait to just feel his arms around you.
Exactly.
And I realized when I heard that my focus was wrong. And I have prayed and just asked the Lord to shift my focus. And let me tell you, just that simple prayer just changed my focus, Lord. It is listening to John and Judy's channel. You know, most of us probably come from churches where it's all about works, and you know, you're judged if you don't tithe enough, if you don't you know, do enough service for others. If you, I don't know, you know what I'm saying. And so that subconsciously that gets into your focus. More than Jesus, really. And so he has taken me full circle, and now I just envision his face and just feel his arms around me. I cannot wait to see him smile. I don't know that I've ever seen a picture of him actually, like, with a big, brimming smile, you know?
Yeah, my
so,
Amen.
So that's what I look forward to now. He has answered that prayer and shifted my focus. And
beautiful,
so I
honey.
I can't wait to be with him.
That's so wonderful.
Oh, thank you for sharing. Beautiful.
Yeah, well,
that's
you guys
awesome.
Have a great evening. I'm going to
okay,
keep
you too, Christine. Thank you for sharing.
Thank you, honey.
Sure, y'all have a great evening.
You too, baby.
You too, young lady.
Thank you.
Beautiful.
Just so you guys know, I'm going to try to set a personal record for how many times I say young lady tonight. I want that to be known. Now that it's been brought up, I'm noticing how often I say it, and I actually think I'm doing it more because I'm thinking about it. So I got to move on here to bring another person on the line. It is 435. Hello, 435.
Oh, it's me again. I'm just put me on mute. I'm always trying to put my kids to sleep when you guys are on, and I can only listen on the phone at this time.
All righty, we'll put you on mute. We're glad to have you here. That's our sweet sister. guys, I want to bring this up again. Luca brought it up again earlier. if you haven't been baptized and you'd like to be baptized, we did one this morning with Luca. He was really blessed by it, you know, brought him closer with the Lord. It was just his own experience. And, you know, if you'd like to be baptized, we can do it right here. You can just share a quick testimony. If you can't call in, we can do it through the chat deal. The most important thing is that, you know, if it's something that's been on, it's not something you have to do, guys. It's not some, don't think that, you know, if you haven't been baptized, that, you know, it keeps you from going. The Lord loves you. But it's a neat experience, and I'm going to bring it up a couple times more before the end of the show. I don't know why, but the Lord's putting it on us that a couple people that want this, that are looking for it and haven't had it done, so we're just trying to do the Lord's work and whatever he wants us to do. So if there's somebody there, please feel free to speak up, call in, whatever you'd like. It's really kind of a fun thing to do. So I think that this caller here, 818, hello.
Yeah, hello, it's Tana from California.
Hello, honey.
Hello, Tana from California.
Hi, where's my young lady, Jason?
I was trying to break away from my young lady. I got too many young ladies, you know what I mean?
Oh, that's lovely, though.
You got to say it to her, brother.
Do you have something to share with this young lady?
there we go, yay. No, I'm just listening at work. I'm just, I work at Universal, so that's where I am right now, listening. I'm a friend of SpongeBob. Wink, wink, nod, nod.
Oh.
At Universal.
Anyway. You know, John's a big fan of SpongeBob. He's got SpongeBob hats and SpongeBob pajamas.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Aw, SpongeBob is sweet.
I know Judy has SpongeBob pajamas. I heard that. But yes, so I'm a friend of him. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Anyway, yeah, so I'm just going to listen. You can mute me. But thanks. I love you all. Shout out to chat room. Shout out to Jesus. Thank you.
Hear that, chat room? She gave you a big shout out.
Shout out. Love you all. Yeah, I can't be interested.
All right, we love you too. God bless you, sister.
God bless you, sister.
God bless you, love.
Elvin, are you wanting to share something?
Huh?
Are you wanting to share something, brother?
Not yet. Just keep getting phone calls.
I got something.
Well, we've got 11 people. I've got most everybody. Oh, wait. Is this who I think it is? Hello, 408.
Hi.
Hello.
Hello.
Have you been waiting on hold that long? I didn't even notice you were there.
Yeah, I know. I was like, that young lady's not paying attention.
Shame on you.
Hello. If you guys don't know Judy, this is Judy, our cult leader. please buy her book and send donations.
Nice to meet you, Judy.
I'll tell you what God saved for $5 a line in the chat room. $5 a line.
That's a discount day.
Well, I know because Jason set me up on PayPal, so I'm going to give a discount for first-time offer.
Okay. Well, I manage her money, so send it my way.
He's my dealer. Elvin's my dealer.
I got something, Jason.
Okay, give me just 1 second, Rennie. There's another person. Sure. I don't know. She's called in before. I want to make sure she gets a chance to speak. It's 316. Hello, 316.
Oh, you're funny. Hello, can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Yeah, we hear you.
Okay, this is actually Jason's wife. I'm sitting 10 feet from him. He's
hilarious.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Okay. Oh, hey there, young lady.
Young lady?
I didn't get a young lady. I am not special tonight.
Oh, you're always special, sweetie.
He's busy cheating on me with his heavenly wife.
Uh-oh. No, heavenly sisters.
She's hot.
Well, I don't have anything to say. I just wanted to say hi.
Well,
hey,
hi,
Jason.
Hi.
Yeah, buddy.
Hey, this is your wife?
Yeah.
Okay. Hey, sister, I just want to tell you if if you can control this man, because he keeps desiring to run his fingers through my hair too. So you can stop that.
I can try. He's a wild one.
Uh-oh.
You know, I tell you what. If you look at this man's hair, if anybody can look at his hair and not want to run their fingers through it, well, you're just something wrong with you.
I'm not
he should do commercials for shampoo.
Something's wrong with you, buddy.
I don't mean to air your dirty laundry, but is it true that Jason's cheating on you with your glorified body already?
Oh yeah, all day long.
Wow.
I can't stop seeing it. I'm telling you, Lord bless the women. I've been telling her I can't even do it. I'm not even going to bring the joke, but I've been making all day about that one.
Oh, dear.
We
just
need to go.
In the family.
It's a wonderful experience.
Yeah.
Judy, would you like to share a prophetic word or a dream or a vision?
No. No.
All right. Thank you for calling into our show tonight, young lady.
I just called in to hear the brides talk. Like, Ashley, I want to hear Ashley. Please, Ashley, say more.
I knew, Judy, you were going to do that.
Hey, Judy.
So, I live with Jason, and you guys all know the amazing things that's been happening to him. And I listen to the radio show all the time, but I'm usually at work, so I don't get to call in. But I've been super blessed by everybody's stories and their experiences. But I'm also a person who grew up in church with parents that are very big on works and rules, and it's just about obedience. So I've really struggled with feeling God myself and being open to the idea of having such a personal, intimate relationship with him. And so some of this has been really hard with me, really hard for me. And he's been slowly delivering me from it. But today I went and took a drive because I've really just been kind of jealous of the experiences that Jason has. You know, he'll lay in bed and have all these crazy visions, and I'm laying there feeling, touch me, God, touch me. And nothing happens. And so I was really struggling with it. And I went out for a drive today, and God speaks to me through a lot of writing. You know, he always puts the right thing for me to read in front of me when I need to hear from him because it's hard for me to clear the static from my head. And he keeps telling me, you know, I asked for faith here not too long ago because I feel like, you know, it's all about what you believe. If you believe it'll happen, if you believe it'll happen. And I open up the devotions from this morning that I didn't read for whatever reason, and it talks about how our faith is strengthened through trials. And that's exactly what is going on with me, that, you know, he just little by little, he makes us stronger every day. Yeah. And he really imparted to me that he loves us all differently and he loves us all equally, but that we can't try to mimic somebody else's walk. And that we're here to be strengthened by each other and strengthen each other, but that he loves when we just separate from everyone else and just find him for ourselves. And I don't know, I thought the reading this evening was perfect for it because it's so true that he's just waiting for us to believe the wonderful things he wants to tell us about ourselves.
Ashley, you're the general's wife.
I know.
So, woo-hoo!
I don't know what a general's wife does.
She doesn't have to do anything. She just has to be the general's wife. That's
good
honor
word.
On you. It's great.
It's been really amazing. Just the walk and learning to know God myself.
Yeah.
You know, the difference for her a lot of times is that she has to stand on her own 2 feet. And it's not about being Miss Independent. It's just the way she's wired. And, you know, so her being my wife is definitely not good enough for her, no matter what my job in heaven is. She has to have her own feet on the ground.
With her. She will. God has wonderful plans for her in heaven. Oh, my goodness.
Amen.
How could
Tell
he
her
not?
That.
No, honey, everyone has something to do. Before we came here, we had a mission. That I think I told you that near-death experience this lady had, because she was really, like, down in the dumps, and God took her up from an operation or something. And he said, okay, I'm going to show you. He said, this is what you told me you're going to do before you left. And she said, oh, I remember now. He let her remember why she was sent to Earth. That's why all of us, we're sent to Earth to do something. If we pray and stay close to him, we're going to be doing what he wants us to do. It doesn't matter. He loves us all. We're all important. You know, we're like puzzle pieces. And if you, sweetheart, you know, if you go take a walk and your puzzle piece doesn't fit in, the whole puzzle is going to be ruined. Okay? Look at it that way. We need you. We need everything we need everything that you have that God gave you as gifts or talents to be down here. So you can't go, you gotta put your puzzle piece in or the puzzle doesn't make it, you know, it's not going to be a full picture. It's not.
Thank you.
Ashley, Ashley's holding up the rapture.
It's her fault, guys, just so you know.
Yeah, it's your fault, honey. Yeah.
And now that she finally called in, now we can have the rapture. Yay. Thank you, Matthew.
Okay, Lord, let's go.
We're ready, Lord.
Hey, Jason, did you just say it's your wife's fault?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. He totally did.
That's the same thing Adam did. He blamed Eve.
That's what we do, man. When things get rough, point at your wife. That's rule number two in the man handbook. I don't know what you guys are talking about. You know,
Adam,
kind of brings
like,
on a...
Adam was like, hey, Lord, this is the wife that you made for me. The wife you gave me, it was her fault.
You know,
do you
want to
hear
a bit
cute
of a preach.
Adam? And... Yeah, go ahead.
I just feel, go ahead. I don't want to stop because we're on Adam and Eve and I'll break it up. So go ahead, Pat.
Someone sent me this thing on Adam and Eve. It is so cute. It said, if Adam and Eve had been Chinese, they would have eaten the snake. They wouldn't have had to worry about them. And it showed them cut up on a plate and they fried them up, you know. So funny.
No, but
they would have eaten the snake first. It was so funny.
I'm starting to question if Adam was smart because he's the one that named all the creatures, and for this snake to start talking out of all of them, he shouldn't be like, wait a minute, I don't remember naming this one.
There's a story of him being so tired and he was naming all the animals. So this thing went by and very tiredly he said, oh, fly. I was too tired to name anymore. So that's how the fly is the fly.
Hey,
too tired.
There was somebody. Hey, Jason, there was someone. There was a guy. I don't know who it was that said they needed to share something. I don't know if he's still on the line.
Did whoever it is tell me what their area code is?
530.
I do want to give a quick preach though. Well,
okay,
hold on a second. I got a quick preach here. Okay, it was going off of basically what my wife was just saying. You know, guys, we can all look at each other's walks and want what each other's have. You know, and sometimes right now people are talking about I'm part of the 144,000, or, oh, I'm this, or, you know, oh, Jason's a general, and, oh, this person's an explorer, whatever. You know, the thing is that you're no more than important. Nobody's more important than each other. We're all equal.
Right.
And we
right.
couldn't do anything without each other, without Christ's love. And in the span of eternity, being part of the 144,000, if you're still going to be bragging about that when 10,000 years from now, like it's, you know, you're bragging about you know, your high school football games, you know,
yeah.
It's such a minute speck of time. And so don't let anybody that's, you know, exalting themselves above you or being allowing, you know, to be jealous of another person's deal because it's only temporary. That's only in the now. It's going to be such a short. I mean, it's so important to us right now, but in the span of eternity, we're all just brothers and sisters. That's it.
Right.
And we love each other, and we help each other, and we need each other, and so you know whether it's someone's walk or whatever, just go to the Lord yourself. He loves you to death, and he wants to shower. He can't wait. He's not waiting until you get to heaven to shower you with love and affection and fill you with the Spirit and talk to you and hug you and show you how much he loves you, because he does. He loves you so much. He loves you for you are. And so go ahead, Rennie. I just had to preach that.
That's good.
Thanks, Jason. Yeah, I just wanted to read real quickly this poster I have. Who am I in Christ? I am a child of God, saved by grace through faith, redeemed from the hand of the foe, an heir of eternal life, forgiven, led by the Spirit of God, a new creature, redeemed from the curse of the law, kept in safety wherever I go, strong in the Lord and in his mighty power, living by faith and not by sight, rescued from the dominion of darkness, justified, an heir of God and a co-heir with Christ, blessed with every spiritual blessing, an overcomer by the blood of the Lamb and the word of my testimony, the light of the world, an imitator of God, healed by his wounds, being transformed by the renewing of my mind, heir to the blessings of Abraham, doing all things through Christ who gives me strength, more than a conqueror.
Beautiful. Beautiful.
Amen.
That's a big deal. That's a big deal. All
Amen.
Praise and honor and glory to our Savior, Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Did we lose Jay again, the host?
I think Jason went to play with his rubber ducky, as Dustin might say.
Uh-oh.
Well, that gives time for, hey, Luca, are you there, buddy? Is Luca gone, too?
I think so.
I got on, he wasn't on.
Well, who wants to share a story? You have a story.
Amen. Who has that beautiful story that everyone needs?
I can read from he and I. I had something for you guys tonight.
Uh-oh, you're plugging more.
Yeah, if you want. But if there's someone else who wants to share, my goodness, go ahead.
Hey, Chris, are you there, Chris?
Can you guys hear me?
Yeah.
Okay, well, this is Christy. I don't know if Judy's talking to me or if there's another Chris.
Yeah, no, go for it. Talk.
Okay. Well, I did want to share a couple of things that happened to us when we went through a really hard trial about 2 years ago, 3 years ago now. We live here in Western North Carolina, and we just, on the top of a mountain, we have a beautiful long-range view, and we went through a trial where we lost our house, but we get to still live on the farm where we are. And I have 13-year-old twins, and at the time they were about 10, so we were out picking blackberries one afternoon. And it was really hot, and we were in full sun, and one of my twins said, "Whoa, we sure could use a breeze." And I said, "Well, Noah, I think that's something God would love for you to ask him for." And as soon as I said it, y'all, as parents, you know, oh, no, Lord, please answer this prayer, because I didn't want, you know, to say something. And then, you know, I just had that quick little human thought. And so my twin stood up, and he threw his arms out and kind of half joking. He said, "Lord, could you send us a breeze?" And before he could finish the word breeze, guys, I'm not kidding, we could hear it coming over the mountaintop.
Ooh.
It was so loud. And we've been outside all afternoon. It was no breeze at all. This thing, you could hear it blowing over the treetop. And it blew his baseball cap off of his head. And
wow.
He just looked at me. His eyes were as big as saucers. And he said, "He heard me." He just couldn't believe it. He said, "He heard me." I'm like, "Of course he did. Thank you, Lord."
Oh.
You know, it was so amazing. And then
That's
there was
beautiful.
Another time when I was home by myself, and my husband was out trying to find a job, and I was mowing the yard, and I had just felt so beaten up by the world, and my lawnmower ran out of gas. And it sounds like a really stupid thing to ask, but I just said, "Lord, I know with all the problems in the world, just
doesn't sound like much. Keep my mower going. We didn't have the money to run go get gas, and so I reached down and I pulled the little cord, and it came right back up. Well, now it's funny. The tank was bone dry, but it cranked again, and we don't have a very big yard, but I was mowing down the driveway. I was mowing everything for 2 hours. My mower ran, and I kept crying and mowing, and I just said, Lord, thank you so much. And, you know, he spoke in my spirit. He said, you never ask me for anything. I had to give you that.
Aww.
And my husband came home, and he was like, what are you doing? And I said, you got to come see this. I've been mowing for 2 hours with no gas in this mower, and I told him my prayer. And I showed it to him, and I said, I'm kind of afraid to quit. I want to see how long he'll go. But then it got dark, and I couldn't see. So that was just another thing. He just wanted to answer the question, too. You know, we think
beautiful.
We have to just ask for the big stuff, and not to be Santa Claus or anything, but just when he knows that encouragement, you know, he gives it to you, and he's such a good daddy.
He sure is.
He's an awesome God.
Yeah.
Awesome.
Anyway.
Praise you, Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, it's beautiful. Oh, it's beautiful. Very good.
I got to keep bringing this up, guys, so I'm sorry if it's wearing some people out. But, again, if you want to be baptized and you haven't been baptized and it's on your heart to do it, did it this morning with Luco. He was blessed with it. We can baptize you right here tonight and get it done and maybe help you walk closer and make you feel better. It's not something that you have to do, but if it's something that's been on your heart, we're here to do it. So, you know, when we all share these stories, there's healing on two sides. There's the healing that you get from sharing your story, and for whatever reason, you get a huge blessing for it. Just personally, the Spirit will come on you and whatnot. Also, the people, you never know who's listening. You never know who's struggling with the same thing. You never know who's just can't sleep at night because they have the same issue. And when you talk about things, they get blessings and they get healings because
mm-hmm.
That's what we do in the body of Christ. We all build each other up. And we've all struggled with different things throughout our life. And as
right.
your faith and grows and, you know, as the Lord builds you and as your friends and family build you, you walk more and more in faith and more with the Spirit every single day. So please feel free to share. Or the baptism, or whatever you need. I got somebody I got to pull on the line here at 615. Hello, 615. Hello. All right. So 615 doesn't want to talk to us. I think they're just listening. Pat, do you have another reading for us?
Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't know. This whole time I've been on the phone, I feel like God's been pressing something on me. And I'm getting the feeling that there's people that want to tithe. And they want to tithe and they want to offer. And the only thing he's telling me is, like, there might be the bride of Christ that may need some help. And maybe you can tithe and offer that way. And just pray about it and see who's leading you to bless, I guess. But this whole time, I don't know why I'm not even thinking about that, and he just keeps impressioning that on me. But there are some people that want to do it, and he's saying, I guess, to pray about it, and he'll tell you and direct you who to bless.
Judy spoke about that.
Huh?
Judy was saying how if we wanted to, you know, to donate for people that she knows needs help. So get in touch with Judy
exactly.
because she's got something going.
Yeah. Yeah,
others.
But I'm saying specifically,
ahead,
he's telling me there are people that want to specifically tithe and offering. So, I mean, go through whoever, you know. Go through
Judy. Sure.
You know,
I'm just saying
matter.
She has. She's got something set up already. Yeah.
Okay,
well,
cool.
You know, with that right. With that.
Sorry, go ahead, Jason.
Go ahead, Judy. Okay, really, what I want to say is that, you know, if you don't want to come out public and say, guys, I don't have any money and I'm not going to have enough for this for groceries, you don't want to, you know, seem like that person, that's okay. There's nothing wrong with that. Absolutely, get an inbox to Judy And because I know for sure that there's people here that are looking to help people. And there's if you really need it and you're doing it from the heart, the Lord's going to tell whoever's wanting to give to absolutely give it without judgment, without even asking for a thanks. And so,
exactly.
if you are struggling with something, there are people, I assure you, there are people here that are ready to help.
Okay, I just want to add something to that. We're all struggling, okay? I quit my job, you guys, okay?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it off already. Trust God. Quit whining. Believe that God loves you and knows the number. If he knows the number of hairs on your head, does he know your bills? Does he know how to take care of you?
Amen.
I am preaching to you right now what I'm living out, okay? I don't have a car right now. And then someone gave me a used car, and now it broke down. So I have no car.
I can identify.
I've done it all for God, and he's rewarding me with his spirit and
Amen.
His power. So
right.
You know what? I don't have a lot of money either, so don't inbox me if you need money, please. But there are a few sweet people who've offered to help people, but these people that have offered don't have a ton of money either. So
right.
Don't be coming to me for any more. Like, just but and ask God to meet your need, okay? And if he leads you to inbox me, I'll put the message out. But, you know, people are tapped out. And here's the thing. God's not tapped out. And he needs, he's coming. That's why he has little prophet John to tell you guys the rapture is today. So, you know, you can choose to live in worry. But if you have everything you need for today, quit thinking about tomorrow because you might not be here tomorrow. And
right.
I'm getting kind of rough on you right now because, look, everybody has needs. I have needs too, okay? But my God knows how to supply them. So I don't need to go, you know, listen, go to God first. And if God tells you, okay, inbox me, then do it. But don't do it. Don't do it unless it's the Lord because, see, the Lord's children, we're not beggars. I'm not asking anyone for anything unless the Lord tells me.
Right.
And God will bring people to you, okay? He loves you. But this is the rapture-centric church, okay? And Jesus is our pastor. You know, God, if you want to tithe to this church, I recommend you buy pizza for people in the chat room if you have to give away your money. God doesn't require you to give anything. If you want to give, do it joyfully. And if you can't do it joyfully, don't give at all. But, you know, we haven't had pizzas in the chat room for a couple days because I'm not the only one giving out pizzas. Hoping by me buying pizzas, other people would catch on and buy a pizza. If someone bought you a pizza, you should buy somebody else a pizza. Because, see, God didn't bless you to ask me for another pizza. God blessed you so that you could have the faith to buy a pizza for someone else. Okay, so I was trying to start something, but apparently it didn't work. But I know another person, she was helping me buy pizzas for people. But the thing is, God told me to stop. He's like, tell everyone else to buy pizza, too, you know? So I don't have a ton of money. I don't have a job. You know, our bank accounts, I'm paying. I'm giving people money as the Lord leads. But when I'm speaking this to you, I mean, I'm using my own self as an example, okay? But you guys think I'm really rich because I tell you that my daddy's a millionaire, and he is. So that's why no one's worried about me. He's a millionaire, too. So I don't have to, you know, I'm not worried. But I also know that he's coming today, and I actually believe it. So what I'm trying to say is come up higher. You know, God, it did me no good to be pathetic and have pity parties. That's why God told me over 10 years ago, he said, you can be powerful or pathetic. So I really encourage you, rapture-centric bride, to quit whining and thank God for all he does for you, all he protects you from. And I know some of you are mad he hasn't come, you know, yet, but, you know, you're really doing yourself a favor to be more powerful. Like, just be powerful and believe God.
Yeah.
Just make a choice to believe him, and you'll be the happiest person ever. And or focus on your worldly circumstances. Focus on anything other than him and the rapture, and you'll be pretty miserable. And go ahead. But the problem is, see, people don't want to hear it. Because once you tell somebody one time to pray for you, that's great, and then we love on you. But then if you're going to talk about it for like 10 more hours and you've been given like 10 prophetic words already, you know, God never gets tired of your whining, but people do. See, so a long time ago, I decided that I didn't want to wear anyone out. I just wanted to wear God out. And I don't let anyone wear me out anymore. I'm like, well, you know, apparently you're extra special that your problem is so big that none of us have experienced it. Well, I'm sorry. I've been through just about everything. I mean, a lot of us have been through a lot, okay? And God promises in the Bible he will never give you more than you can handle. So you're telling me that your situation is so bad that you can't handle it? well, you're lying because God told me in his Bible, because I argued with God, you know, years ago. I've been saved for 27 years, and I said, you are so mean. You promised me you would not give me more than I can handle, and this is too much. And he said, I know, because I want you to let me handle it. Did you hear what
wow.
I just said?
Woo. Yes.
Amen.
Can I have an amen? Because, listen.
Amen indeed, dear.
He will never,
hallelujah.
Ever give you more. He will never give you more than you can handle. I guarantee you. And when I complained to him, like, 11, 12 years ago, and I said, this is too much for me to handle, he went, I know. I designed it that way so that you would let me handle it. Would you let me do it? And I was like, yeah.
Yes.
He's like,
it'll
really
back
help
guarantee.
If I had to go for 40 years because all they did was whine. See, so impress God and believe. Instead of say, God, I believe that you're going to take care of my bills. I believe you're going to take care of my this or my that or whatever it is that you're worried about. And believe it and then receive it because then he'll respond
mm-hmm.
to you. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
But see, God never gets tired of your whining. He's super nice, but people do. And if you wear people out around you with your, you know, constant petitions, they're going to eventually just be sick of you, okay? And they should be. See, if you entertain, if you're a real friend to somebody, you're going to tell them. If you're a real friend, you're going to say, you know, I love you and I'm here for you. But I'm worried about you because I see you going down a path here of accusing God. And, you know, worrying is of the devil. And I just see that you're following the devil right now, and your friend will get all mad at you. No, I'm just a human. You're being so mean. No, actually, I love you enough to tell you that you're following a demon by worrying and like, whoa, well, I'm not going to talk to you. You're not very compassionate. Well, I'm like, no, I listened to you. I listened to you for like 2 days, and, you know, I'm good now, and God's telling me to tell you to actually believe that he cares about you, and, you know, worrying worrying is a sin. Unbelief is a sin. You know what God calls unbelief? He calls it wicked. All right?
Mm-hmm.
I got an example,
you know,
here, Jesus.
Wicked unbelief.
Hold on,
is
let
toxic.
Me go.
It's toxic, all right? Unbelief is toxic. And I got delivered from that. I had to move to a new level of belief to quit my job, but I did it. And God got rid of all the toxicity. See, now I'm not sitting here worrying about anything, even though in the world's eyes, I should, because
yeah.
of my situation. But I'm supernaturally protected and provided for by Dad, because Dad allowed me to do what I'm doing. And any situation you're in, even if it was your own self that got you there, not God, he'll still get you out of it because that's what he does. He's the Savior. He saves you. So let's just say you're in a really bad situation right now, but God had nothing to do with it. It was all your fault.
Mm-hmm.
So you think you deserve to be punished right now because you were the stupid one who got yourself into this, okay? So you're gonna take that scripture in the Bible that says, well, I'm reaping what I sowed. You know, I deserve all this. Okay, I used to beat myself up with that scripture too. But you got to understand that's not what God's talking about, you guys. If you're in a situation right now that you caused because you're being stupid, God loves you so much that he will get you out of it. Do you believe that, Jason?
Amen, I do.
I believe it, too,
keep
because
going.
I've been in so many situations in my 27 years where I caused it, and then I thought that God didn't want to help me because I knew better, but I did it anyway because I was being stupid. And guess what? He rescued me anyway, because that's what he does. He's your Savior. So if you've got yourself in a big world of trouble today and you need to get out of it, go ask Dad. He really loves you, and he'll talk to people around you. He'll talk to people in your rapture-centric family, and you'll get some email or inbox out of nowhere, and God will help you, all right? Trust me, this is a loving family, and people they really care about you here. This is a real church, and Jesus is the pastor, and nobody gets to get worn out because we all go to Jesus. We don't have deacons and all these people set up to where you can go through a level of people and get, you know, all these prayers. You can go to God yourself, and then you can go to people and tell them what you need and tell them your prayer request, and then we pray for you, and then we just watch God take care of you, all right? But, you know, what I'm trying to say here is that it's your choice to believe, and God wants to tell the world through Little John and through this ministry that he's coming today. So chillax and believe it with your whole heart. And if you choose not to believe it, that's your issue. I can't help you because you're not doing what God's, you know, telling us to claim.
Go ahead,
but
Elvin.
Anyway,
go ahead, Elvin.
The
thing is that I understand what you're saying. The thing is that people have conditioned people to say, "Oh, I got to go to a man to go to God." And basically what you and many of us are saying is, like, no, you don't have to go through nobody. You go straight to Jesus, to God. Don't go through no pastor, nothing like that. And that's the message I'm getting right now. And it's true. We've been conditioned that we have to go through a person to get to God. And that's what everyone's used to.
No.
1 second here, right. Because Judy, what I hear Judy yelling, when you're hearing her do that, that's not Judy. Okay, first off, and I'm not kissing up to her. I know her, and when she speaks like that, you're hearing from the Lord. And so what I take from it is that she's in this late hour, in this last second, so the fact that it's today, that the Lord Jesus Christ, God Almighty, Lord Jesus is going to come down here and take you away from this world to keep you from suffering destruction. I'm pretty sure he can take care of any problems you got here on earth.
Amen.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
You know, and it's trusting in him. What I hear, the big theme of this is trust. Trust him.
Yep.
Stop sitting there going in your own flesh, oh, what am I going to do here? What am I going to do there? You know what you're going to do? You're going to trust in God, or you're going to sit there and freak out and worry and stress yourself out and do what talking about what real sin is doubting the Father. Trust him. Lean into him. Give him everything. That's what he said to do. Give him everything.
Yeah.
Amen.
He will take care of it.
Can I share?
Judy, I want you to keep going.
No, I just want to say amen because, you know, when God showed me how toxic my unbelief was and he had to show me that hazmat angel that had to bottle it up, I didn't ever want to have to do that again. I didn't know. And I just want to share my experience so that you don't, you know, so that you can learn from that and that I learned from it, because every time worry has tried to creep in, and you guys, I'm a human being just like you, and so is my little 10-year-old, okay? But, you know, my 10-year-old doesn't worry about a thing because, his mom takes care of it. But me, I've had a few little things come against me, like, and I'm like, wow, how's this going to work? And God, I give it to him, and then he gives me an explanation. And then I'm like, okay, that's good enough for me. Because, see, he speaks to me. So am I worried about a thing? No. Do I have any fears? Who doesn't have a fear, but do I worry? No, I don't. You can be questioning, I wonder how God's going to do this, but I don't waste 1 minute in a bad day, in a worry, at all. But you guys, nobody's unique. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? I have a really good friend who's really sick, and I had to quit visiting her because it's a long story. The bottom line is this. She was mad at God for not healing her the way she wanted him to heal her. So she refused to let me talk about him when I would visit her, and she refused to let me read the Bible to her. She's like, no, I don't want to hear it. But yet she wants God to heal her. So she wanted God on her terms, and then I represented God, and she's like one of my really good friends. And I had to quit seeing her. I said, you're mad at God, and you need to get you're mad at the wrong person, because God's not a robot. He's going to do exactly what you say. You see, he caused this sickness in you to get you to talk, to repent. But instead, you're turning on him. I said, I have nothing else to say, and God said, you're done here. And you know, it was sad because I've known this person a really long time, and God has given this person constant back pain, and then he's healed her, and then she gets better, and then it afflicts her again, and then she's all happy with God, and then she's mad at God again, and then we've been going through this for like 3 years, and this last one, it was like, that's it. I said, you know what, you don't love him, you just use him, you just want him for his benefits, and that's not good enough for him. He wants you. You know, and so here's the thing. We're still, we stay in touch. We text, you know, because God never gives up on people, and I don't either. But the thing is sometimes the truth hurts, but you need to hear the truth, you know. And God tells me the truth sometimes, and it hurts, you know. When he told me how much my unbelief was toxic, I cried. Most of my tears were because I felt bad for not believing him. Most of those tears I was crying was, God, I'm so sorry. You're so good, and how could I ever doubt you, you know.
Right.
And when you see what a sin that unbelief is, it'll break your heart. So ask God to show you how bad is unbelief. It's way worse than adultery or fornication or, you know, being drunk. Unbelief is the worst. It's the only thing that keeps you out of heaven, you guys. It's the only thing that will keep you, it's the only sin that will bring you to hell, unless you take the mark of the beast in the tribulation. But other than that, unbelief, right now, until the mark of the beast is instituted, that's what keeps you out of heaven. So go ask God. Get before God and say, Lord, will you show me what an evil sin unbelief is? Because, see, Christians do it all day long, and they sit there and criticize gay people and fornicators and adulterers, but they're, like, participating in the worst sin in God's Bible.
and they think they're doing good. You participate in unbelief when you worry. God told me, worship me by not worrying. Worry is unbelief. You know, you are basically telling the God of the universe, who knows the number of hairs on your head, that he doesn't know what he's doing, like that you can't trust him. And so unbelief is a really super ugly sin. And ask God to show you how bad it is and ask him to deliver you from it, and he will. And how he does that is by the opposite. You get delivered by just the opposite. What's the opposite of unbelief? Belief.
Amen.
So give him your unbelief, repent, and then believe, or have faith, or however you want to say it. But just say, I choose this day, Lord, to believe you, even though it doesn't make sense to me. I don't know what you're going to do, but I trust you, God, because you're good. I'm not going to trust in my friend that's really powerful in you that has a prophetic word. No. I'm going to trust in you. I'm not going to trust on 10 different people. I'm not going to trust in Obama for food stamps. I'm not going to trust in, you know, the government. I'm going to trust in you, Lord, you and you alone.
Amen.
And I thank you, and I know that you're my God. And then
right.
he will respond to you because right. he can't help but do it. It breaks it. Oh, my God. When you act like that to God, he becomes a big fluffy teddy bear, and he's like, call
Aww.
Me boo-boo. You know, he does.
Aww.
He's like, call me boo-boo. I'll give you anything you want, you know.
Aww.
Because, see, it's like any parent, you know, when my son, you can't help it. And God knows it's really hard for you to believe in your situation right now. He knows it's really hard. He's like, I get that. That's why I want you to trust me. And then when you do, he'll break your heart with how sweet he is. You'll just be undone. You'll just be undone when you find out how he's going to help you. And he'll respond to you right away. But he can't respond to you when you sit there in that wicked unbelief. I mean, he'll still help you because he's nice, but you're going to be miserable. You'll be miserable. And instead, if you just make a choice to believe today, you'll be happy while you're waiting for him to deliver you. So God gives you the choice. He's going to be nice to you no matter what because he's your dad and he loves you. But while you're waiting for him to answer your prayer, if you remain in belief, you'll be happy and in a good mood and you'll be helping others. If you remain in unbelief while you're waiting for him to answer your prayer, you're going to be moody. You're not going to be giving to others. You're going to be all focused on yourself. And you're going to just be kind of not very fun to be around, and so people are going to, like, you know, act like they're busy because they don't want to hang out with you because you're just a drag, okay? Anyway, that's
Amen.
True.
Guys, I don't want anybody to add to this word. I think that the Lord spoke through Judy for everyone here to hear, and I know that everybody's excited to hear Katie's word, but the reason you're hearing the fire coming from Judy is because the Lord wants you to hear it, and I just really wanted to stay at that. And I hope everybody understands and respects
that. Jason, respectfully, I disagree with that. I have something very positive to add to that. I'd appreciate a chance. I've asked respectfully. I'd like a chance to respond, if you don't
that does,
mind.
Okay.
Amen,
brother. I want to leave it at that.
Hey, Jason?
What?
No, but you
yeah.
can't stop somebody, Jason, if the Lord has something else to say.
Hold on, honey.
What'd
hold on.
Say?
Jason. Go ahead and unmute and go ahead and put Katie on. Did she find her word?
Yes, she's got her word.
Okay, go ahead
Hello,
and let her
Katie.
Do her word.
Hey, guys.
Hi, guys. Hi,
hey, Katie.
So I just wanted to let you all know God gave me an awesome word today. I told it to Luca. Luca, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
And it was really powerful, and I was so excited I wanted to share it. And I don't have the word now, long story, but so I was really kind of not discouraged, but I was so excited about it. So, but the Lord actually knocked on my door again today, which was really cool. And, okay, so I'm just going to give the word that he gave me after I lost the other word. So I'll just read it to y'all. Y'all ready?
Yeah.
Yes, ma'am.
It's kind of long, but just bear with me. Okay. He said, hear me. Why are you so downtrodden? There is no weakness in my army. Forsake your path so you can see clearly. I'm not done talking to you. Did you not hear me knock on your door again today? Do you not believe when I say today? Do you not believe when I say I am here? Satan can try to stop the words I give you, but he will not. You speak these words boldly. Get away. Come with me. You don't belong here anymore. Ask boldly in my name, and you shall receive. For I already know your heart's desires, and they will be fulfilled. Quit relying on yourself. Rely on me. These are my words, not yours.
See to it that you believe it is so. I will keep knocking on your door. I will keep showering you with my presence. All is not lost because you found me. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Speak to my people. Ask them why they see tomorrow. You only have today. My bride has not grown weary. I will not let you say so. Haven't I been waiting longer than you? Believe me when I say I love you and rest in my love. You can't do anything without me. Speak to my people and remind them I go before them. Guard your eyes and ears in this time, children. Watch and pray. Expect me coming tonight. I said expect it. Do you think I will knock forever? Don't cry and become impatient, for I promise I cannot lie. Don't think these are your words, daughter. They are not. Proclaim them and make sure my people's hearts are right with me. Tell my people to look to me. I am the only truth. I am the only way. I am the only life. I am the water sustaining you. This world has nothing to give you. This is why I'm taking you. I'm taking you away. Believe it's now. Would I tell you to speak it if it wasn't so? Keep writing and tell them that it's not minutes away. The time is here. Be ready. You say you are, but are you? My glory will be shared with you. You're so beautiful. I'm tired of knocking. It's time. Creation is dying for my return. They cry out day and night of my return. So many lost sheep still don't understand. Has not everything they built by me? So much foolishness in this generation. Fools, wandering their own way. Once I come, they will see. They will see the very bread they eat was given by me, but they won't see until it's taken away. The enemy tries to take my words from you. He tries to cloud and pollute your mind. His time is short. No longer will I allow him to hurt you. I'm coming. Don't be alarmed when I finally do. You will realize I raised up an army, and the army is you. Daughter, listen. I know you want to leave. You must realize there is no longer a wait. I never delayed. I did not tarry. I am the I am. Speak this because there has been much confusion. You are led by my spirit. Tell them so they will believe. No time to play in the world. I called you out. Do you desire to go back in? No, you do not desire the world, and I am well pleased. You desire me, the river that won't run dry. Soon you will experience it with me. You ask, are these your thoughts? I say no. These are my words. Proclaim them. You don't speak this way. Tell them to seek me. This way you can rest your burdens upon me. Not much longer now. I've separated you completely from the world now. Don't you see this is my doing? Where is the time people say there is? I tell you, stop. Worthless idols will be no more. I will not tolerate the blasphemes I hear day and night. Hurry to me, my love. I can't wait to see you. I won't stop knocking. I will continue to knock. Believe in me. The world wants to experience life without me, so I have no choice but to give it to them. This is not of my desire, but it's of their free will. Don't you see how tired I am? I'm tired of fighting. My love for you is too strong not to give them what they want. I really am coming. I really am. Why do you think it's so far when it's so close? The enemy wants to destroy your faith and destroy your hope. I will not allow it. The enemy cannot destroy your God. I am putting him in his rightful place. I take away your worry. I take away your doubt. Keep resting in me. I'll see you soon.
Oh, beautiful.
So that's the word.
Wow.
Thank
Katie.
You, sweetheart. That's powerful.
Good.
Wow.
Yeah.
We need
that. That was awesome.
That was just beautiful, sweetie. Thank you. Bless
you're
you.
Welcome. I was excited to share my other words,
awesome,
but that was
great. Oh, it's great. Great.
The other word was amazing, just saying.
Oh, just beautiful, beautiful. Thank you.
You're
it's
welcome.
Just what you needed to hear, too.
Yes, you needed that. And we needed that.
Praise God.
Dustin, ooh, is that you?
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys could hear me or not.
We hear you.
That was an awesome word. This is a very uplifting message you guys got going. You know, a bad trait of the human personality anyway is that we always make our situations seem worse than they are. And that's all of us. We've all been in positions where we make our situations seem worse than they are. So with us waiting on the Lord any day now, and we're excited, and he's flirting with us and giving us all this revelation, dreams of vision, you're damn right. We're getting a little, you know, people are getting a little antsy. But just think about this, you guys. A lot of us, we've been in worse positions before, earlier in our lives or other times when we were younger or doing other things. We've been in worse positions, even though we are at our wit's end waiting on the Lord. But, I mean, yeah, many of us, we've been in way worse positions, you know. So this whole family is blessed, and I love how you guys call us a church, because this is a church, and we will bless each other. I know everybody in this church is willing to help each other if they can, and, you know, I'm definitely willing to help anybody. If anybody wants to come to me for help, I will help you the best way that I can, because I love everybody that's a part of this. So, you know, I just thank God for you guys. I really do thank God for you guys.
We're thankful for you.
Hey, that's the best word we've heard in a long time.
Beautiful.
I wish y'all could have heard the other one, y'all. I mean, the spirit was on me really strong, and I got a 5-page one.
Wow.
And it was like, Luco heard it. I mean, I was speed reading when I read it to him. But
it took her like 5 minutes to read it when she was like reading it super fast. She's like, it was like 5 minutes long. I was like, whoa.
Yeah, y'all, but he really has knocked on my door 4 times now that I've heard, so pretty cool.
That's awesome.
Oh, thank you. That was awesome.
Beautiful. 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 Amen.
So, yeah, the baptism is done, right? It's time to get out of here.
Yeah. Katie, I don't even want to do my word anymore.
Why?
Because, like, yours pretty much, I mean, it did the job, I think.
Okay, Luco, I guess we'll just listen to yours. If you have
to.
Luco, come on.
Okay, I have to walk to my room now. Yeah. I actually wrote this one out on paper. I was actually pretty formal. Okay. It's, okay, just saying, it's probably like 1/3 as long as Katie's, probably not even that, but okay.
It's okay.
Here it goes, okay. My bride, come to me, my bride, hear me. How must you know me if you can't hear me? I love you, my bride. I know each and every one of you, and I want you to know me also. I love you, my bride, and my patience is beyond comprehension. I will not stop pursuing you, my bride. I am always speaking. Open your ears to hear you. Yes, my bride, it is up to you to hear me. Have faith, young ones, have faith. Don't believe the lies. You are all chosen. None is more special than the other. Your faith is pleasing to me, but I can only work in what your faith allows me to do. I am gentle with my children. I am never forceful. My wisdom knows no bounds. Trust in me. Do not worry, for worry is of the enemy. Trust that my ways are always perfect. Trust that I will catch you when you fall. Trust that I will guide you through the unknown. You are precious, my children. I am coming today. Today, my bride. Today. That's
amen,
it.
Amen, brother.
Oh, that's
amen.
Lovely. Oh, all these encouragements. Wow.
Love it.
That was awesome, Luco.
Yeah, wow. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, Katie, well, Katie told Katie, after she, like, power read her 4-page one, the Lord put on my heart to try to write a formal one, too. So I just sat down and let him just, like, do all his stuff.
That was
so
good.
That's very good. Very, very, very encouraging.
Yeah.
Very encouraging. Thank you, sweetie.
Luco's powered up now. Cuco Luco's powered up now. He's been dumped in the river, washed of his sins, and he is ready to go.
Yeah.
He's ready to go.
I basically got like a whole new shipment of spiritual crack this morning, so I'll be good for a while.
This way, bro.
Yeah. High on the Holy Spirit. No,
that's
seriously,
awesome.
At the prayer meetings, the people would be so high like they were drunk and it was the Holy Spirit on them. Oh, it was so beautiful. So giddy and laughing.
We've got a little birdie coming back in here. It's hello, Judy. Judy?
Oh, yes, I muted myself. I'm here.
Hi, honey.
Okay, I just saw you come back. Sorry.
These words
hey,
were
Pat,
so
are you
beautiful.
Feeling better?
Wow. Huh?
I was asking Pat if she's feeling better.
Yeah, I'm fine. I'm not
wonderful.
Coughing or sneezing or nothing. No, it's kind of lifted here, so I'm just listening to all this wonderful, wonderful sharing. Oh, my goodness.
Those elven prayers are strong, aren't they?
Oh, boy, I'm telling you. Everybody's. God just puts it on your heart, you know, to share with everybody, and it just lifts everybody up, you know, in the body of Christ. It's beautiful, beautiful. How much we're loved. Boy, we can't imagine how much we're loved, you know. In heaven, we'll really, really know. I mean, we'll know here, but in heaven, it's going to be, like, so expounded, it's going to be incredible, you know, so. Whew. And he's blessing us so much right now. I mean, my whole life has so changed because I have this family online. I mean, I'm like a different person because, you know, I can feed and I'm fed, you know, in the Lord. So it's great. And we have the simplicity and sincerity of children, you know, hearts. God knows our hearts that we can't do enough for him, you know. And despite what everything, you know, in the world that we're going through, it's just, he's there. And he's in, oh, honey, he just loves this radio show. You have no idea. He makes sure I'm on here, even if I'm sick and sneezing or tired or whatever. It's like, you know? Yeah, no, really. He says, I want you to share. I want you to do this. And I always pray to the Holy Spirit, like, Holy Spirit, what can I do? What can I say? Even if I just sit here and listen all night and say amen, that's contributing.
Yes, ma'am, it is. It's major.
It's just, yeah, just incredible. We're very blessed. And he's blessed
guys,
for us.
Guys, I want to clear the air on, you know, sometimes tension comes up on way, like what happened earlier when Judy had shared, and I don't care to bring that story back up, but what I want to get at is it's never me, guys. It's not what my opinion is. It's not, oh, I don't want this or me or that. The Lord tells me what he wants. And I'm not, and if that doesn't ever agree with the group, then I will step away and someone else can lead and take over this and lead for the family, and I'll just be a part of the family as a listener as well or call in and share. But
no.
I know this isn't about my ego. This isn't about my personal opinion.
Definitely.
And so I need you guys that it puts me in a position sometimes where we can't all agree. I don't mean any disrespect to anybody, and I'm sorry if it comes off that way. But
the guy is trying to say something for how long, and you everyone's been shutting him up. And when he has to say something, you say, no, it's God that don't want him talking. Nah, I don't believe that at all, Doug. Everyone gets to share here, right? Is that right?
Elvin, you're entitled to your opinion, and I'm sorry we have to disagree.
So,
my point is to clear the air.
So you're dictating the situation is what I'm understanding.
To
oh,
a
no,
point, yes.
Dictating.
Okay, well, I will no longer be part of the show.
Oh, sweet.
Well, I'm
don't
sorry you feel that way. You're welcome back whenever you want to come, sir.
Yeah, man, it's not even that.
No one's trying to dictate. We're just all trying to follow the Lord, and we're just trying to
that's
share.
That's exactly what it is.
And everybody has different opinions and stuff, but maybe sometimes in that negativity, somebody's being fed. Maybe somebody has to hear that, you know, to become closer to the Lord or to be convicted. The Holy Spirit will convict. Oh, boy, will he. But he'll do it because he loves you. You know, so don't ever stop sharing or anything.
What I understand about personalities is we don't always get along, and I need you guys to understand that I don't ever want to do anything unless the Lord wants it. And I know that seems really strange to say, and that's what he puts on me. And when I ask him, he tells me that that's what he wanted. And so I don't mean any disrespect. I love every single one of you, and I would love to get right back to sharing. You know, Elvin's a wonderful person. Rennie's a wonderful person. And I think that when tension gets high, when we're all waiting for the rapture and whatnot, that, you know, this kind of stuff can come up, and it's not personal. It's just tensions get high.
No, it's not personal. It's not personal. It's
not personal.
It's not personal.
And everybody gets to
share
on the show. It's two shows every day. You know, everybody gets to share. Everybody gets to talk.
Yeah.
So, you know.
Yes.
But we will say this. I know where Jason's coming from. We will say this. When you already feel led in the spirit and somebody's kind of going off on something that you know is either going to take the conversation away from where we want to bring it or away from God, I mean, as host, I really don't blame him. He's going to go ahead and say, you know, well, let's just cut this off. Let's cut this conversation short. You know, that type of thing. Nothing personal whatsoever, but, you know, we're all led by the Spirit, so we can tell sometimes if the conversation is going another way or, you know.
If a person's speaking with the fire, they always have it. It doesn't matter who it is. If you've got the fire of the Lord in you, you're speaking. And that's where I will mute people, and I will do that because that's what needs to be heard. The Lord Jesus, the Holy Spirit speaking through people, and me myself need to hear the things that are being said as well. And so,
don't let anybody go. Don't let anybody go. Satan will just love that if people don't stay on. He'll just love it. He'll say, "I won," and we can't let him win. Even if there's a little bit of get past it, and let's just be in the Lord and help each other and help the people out there listening. You know, we're all very human, but God knows our hearts that we want to do His will.
Let's get back to something positive. Hey, Dustin, would you mind leading us in prayer, brother?
Yes, sir. Let's do it, you guys. Let's bow our heads.
Yes.
Dear Heavenly Father, I just want to thank you for everything that you've done for us, Lord. Thank you for bringing us together for another evening show. You did not have to do this, Lord God. We know you didn't have to wake us up. You didn't have to feed us today. We really don't ever know whether our next meal is coming or not, Jesus Christ, and we thank you for that. We thank you for giving us a family to wait on the rapture with. There are people around the world really suffering, Lord God, really, really suffering across the world, Lord God. So we thank you for where we were born, Lord. We thank you that you brought us together to comfort each other and give each other emotional comfort until you get here, Jesus Christ. These are all blessings that we do not deserve, but you've given them to us to edify each other and keep each other comfortable, Lord God. So we thank you.
Amen.
We praise your holy name, Jesus. And keep us safe and keep these shows wonderful like you have been, Lord God. In your name I pray. Amen.
Everybody stay on. Everybody stay on. Everybody contribute no matter what, okay? Because you're on mission to save souls for him. The people listening out there. You build up the body of Christ in us because God's put it on us to share with others. It's a mission that we have here to do this. You know, we do it with humility, and we do it for all the glory of God, and we do it to save souls. So don't anybody leave. I don't care what kind of tensions are. You hang in there, and the Holy Spirit will clear everything up. He will. He's a God of love.
We're not brothers and sisters unless this goes on. Isn't that what brothers and sisters do? You know, and it's not.
Yeah, we help each other.
We're not cussing at each other and fighting each other, but I mean, we're adults.
No.
We're all different ages, so there's going to be a little tension there. But I'm just so thankful and I'm so really impressed to see how this thing has been going. I mean, every single day, this shows
every
are miraculous.
Day.
Every
we
single
want
day.
To do God's
Amen.
Will. We want to do God's will. We want Him to love through us. We want others to know how much He loves them through us, you know, to give that message to everybody. So don't anybody quit or whatever you're feeling, you know, anything. Just keep on keeping for the Lord. You know, we're reaching souls out there, and we're going to bring them to the Lord, and that's what we're going to do. So no matter what gets thrown at us, we're going to keep strong in Him, and we're going to keep going. Guys, we're going to keep going. No matter what.
Amen.
No matter
Amen.
What.
I got somebody I got to bring on the line. I'm not sure who it is. It's 470. Hello, 470.
Hey, it's Christine calling from one of my many numbers. I love.
Oh, my God, 007,
hey, Country
Christine.
Bumpkin.
Country Bumpkin, a.k.a. Country Bumpkin.
Aww.
No, I don't have anything to say except for that I love you guys. And I wanted
to.
I'm sorry?
Is this the Christine from Alabama or
Atlanta?
Which
Atlanta?
Well, what's that?
Yeah, I just wanted to call and tell you guys I love you guys, and I want to just like be on the line for support or whatever because I think sometimes there's just times that like our spirits need to just bond together and. You know,
right.
I mean, I'm not going to talk about anything that was just said, but you know, we bless anybody in Jesus' name that you know is either just being used at this time. I mean, even Peter. You know, Jesus rebuked Peter at one point, you know, because, you know, he said, get thee behind me, Satan, you know what I mean? And so, anyway, I
read that passage today, Christine. I did. I opened the Bible and it was right there. Get behind me. He was trying to basically tell him he could be saved. And he's basically, go ahead.
No, so I was just saying, it's not the person, you know what I'm saying? It could just be, you know, obviously, We all have weak areas and something, you know, coming through them or whatever they're dealing with. And so we just bless them because that's what we're told to do by Father God and, you know, continue to pray for the unity of the spirit of peace and the bond of peace, you know, within the brethren. And so I just called in for support, really.
Great.
Amen,
Thank
sister.
You.
We're glad to have you here.
Amen.
I love you guys. You are my family. I agree with Pat. I mean, like, I was like, I don't have to rant and rave anymore about, you know, how God has used you guys, but you are my family. And even my husband, like, he knows, like, if I'm listening in, or, like, this morning he gave me that time to talk on the show and everything like that. Like, he knows how God has used you guys to, like, you know, fan into flame the spirit that is within me, and he would not dare hinder that. And, like, so I just wanted to say, like, there's a lot of, you know, he had to watch the kids while I was on the show, and, you know, but he knows the family that I have in y'all, and so I love you, and I'll just like Dustin said, I'll support you, whoever needs anything, be it, you know, prayer or, you know, whatever, you know, I'm here to you. I gave Judy my number if anybody, you know, needs me or whatever, but I just really just called in to be with y'all for a moment.
Oh, thank you.
Thank you very much.
You're
wonderful and grateful.
Thank you, sweetie.
So grateful.
Yeah, we're family, and we're going to keep the family. We ain't going to quit.
Yeah.
Ever.
Let's keep these blessings going. I got 347 here that's wanting to share.
Hey, everybody.
Hi, sweetie.
Hello. I guess we're just here waiting on the rapture. I really thought it was tonight. it's like I'm like, dang, are we still here?
You know what you mean.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But like Judy said in the video, hopefully it's one of these days, you know.
Well, if you keep knocking on my door, I mean, we gotta be out of here soon.
Amen.
You know.
I love
how we all know in different ways that he's coming. It's like we don't even, God showed us personally he's coming without each other and then brought the family together.
Yeah.
I mean, we had our personal testimonies of God showing us he's coming before we all came together like this, and it's just so beautiful. But I just love this, you guys. God does not reveal his plan all at once. He's going to reveal it in spurts to those that are steadily seeking it. So even though we thought he could come last fall and we thought he could come in December, he's shown me biblically and prophetically why he could not come and why this is the perfect time, and he's been waiting for this time to do it.
Yeah.
There's certain things that had to be done. So that's just so amazing.
Yeah.
And you know, I could have swore up and down in December everything was finished, nothing else needs to be done, but that wasn't the case, and it's so amazing, man.
Amen.
It really is.
And you know what,
Amen.
Dustin? You just reminded me. Oh, my gosh. I took my kids to the park today. Don't be haters. I think it was close to 70, actually, at one point. It was gorgeous.
Oh, gosh.
But I took my kids to the park after I got off the show. I stayed there all afternoon with a girlfriend of mine. And she is not really understanding, maybe it's this time and everything like that too, but she's like, okay, so we're walking down this trail, and she's like, I did have a dream. So anyway, I know she wouldn't mind but she had a dream of the two moons as well, Jason.
Ooh.
And she said what was really weird in her dream is she said she was very confused. She could tell she was there, but she wasn't part of what was going on. She was just like kind of there in the spirit. But there was a dead person laying down with like flies all over them and everything else. And she was like, oh my gosh, why is this dead guy like on a bench in the middle of the city? And she goes, meanwhile, this guy, I was really concerned about this guy. I was like, oh my gosh, who leaves a dead body like laying here? And she said, and the next thing you see are people like skipping on and going to the mall and going shopping and just walking past this dead body. And, like, they weren't paying any attention, like, nothing. And the two blood moons were there and everything like that. And I just asked the Holy Spirit, like, while she was telling me the dream, I was like, I don't, you know a lot of people have talked about the two moons and everything like that. But this isn't somebody, again, that, like, I just encouraged her. I was like, you see, God's talking to you. God's talking to you. I was like, you know, when you're like, oh, I don't know. I'm like, he is. I was like, the only thing I got in my spirit when she was talking, I was like, was that men's heart grow cold. You know what I mean? Like they don't even have compassion that somebody's, you know what I mean? Like in the end days, he said that men's hearts would grow cold, you know, and like, and that people were just concerned about what they were going to get at the mall. She's like, they just like walk right past him and went in the mall and went shopping.
Yeah.
And so anyway, that was a dream from a friend of mine that shared today that like doesn't normally do that. And it was really cool.
Wow.
I don't know if you guys get anything from that, but yeah, I was like,
amazing.
He's warning, you know, I mean, for her, she doesn't really like you know, get, she says she doesn't get, you know, things like that. But she knows I love to talk about stuff like that. So she's like, okay, I'm going to tell you a weird dream I had. To me, it's not weird. I'm like, oh, that's
not at all.
God's telling you, like, what's coming, you know?
Yeah.
And so, yeah, she was like, well, I, you know.
It shows the indifference that he has to put up with. You know, that people are just, they want to get their next trinket or their next party or their next movie, and they don't give a dang about, you know, somebody suffering or, you know, sitting on a bench possibly dying because they don't have food to eat or something. And it just shows the indifference that he has to live with. The, you know, people are just into their own thing, and they're not paying attention to love. You know, they're not.
And maybe that's what you're talking about, because didn't somebody talk about how they're treating the homeless now and everything like that? So maybe it was something like that, like how...
Yeah.
Homeless, I think maybe my husband was telling me that, like, you know, there was something where they didn't want to put, they weren't not leaving, allowing blankets to go on homeless people in Florida or something like that anymore.
Oh,
like something
dear.
Ridiculous, you know?
Yeah.
And so anyway, that might have been like that. And I was like, yeah, I mean, that's, you know, when Katie gave her word or somebody gave the word about how people want their idols and they're going to go after their idols. So I have no choice but to, you know. Come and bring my judgment. I think that might have been part of Katie's word tonight. But anyway, I thought that was an interesting, just another
with the
you
two
know,
moons too.
Warning.
You know, people get moon dreams.
Yeah.
That whole two moon thing. I don't know if it's like a hologram moon that they're going to shine in the sky and make it seem like
you know,
it's two. But
that is a thought.
You know, it's a lot of people having that dream.
Yes, they're having dreams of moons, of two moons.
So it's definitely prophetic. It has something to do with us getting out of here. So,
yes.
You know,
yeah. What do you is that what you think it is? Because I had a dream about two moons, but to be honest with you, the second moon I knew was fake. So it's so funny that you say that. And I honestly knew the second moon was fake in my dream because it was not shaped. It was kind of like, I don't know, like something, like my spotlight or something.
That's what people have been saying about this, the moon that's been in the sky lately. Some people are saying it's too large or it's too bright, but some people have even taken pictures of it, and the pattern on it is upside down compared to the moon that we see normally.
Yes, it's upside down. Where it's supposed to be shaded, it's on the top, not the side.
Wow.
So
and
it's
then
really
they say
not
all
the real
chemtrails
one.
Are to make us hide so we don't see what's going on up there.
Exactly.
There's a whole video on that. But,
exactly. So it's not the real one.
Wow.
And they're probably going to have that hologram thing. They're going to, like, be shooting it around the sky, making it seem like the moon's, like, moving really fast around and stuff. Their timing, you know, God only allows them to do what he wants them to do. So, you know, they have a lot of plans right now, and God's going to allow them to do it because it's time. It's time for the Great Tribulation. It's time to get things started. So he's going to allow them to do all these things, you know. And it's either you better get with a church like ours or, you know, just rely on Jesus Christ, because people don't have this. People don't have this in other places. Some people, they don't even have phones or internet, and they just long for a family like this. They would do anything to hear these voices that we get to hear every day. So,
amen.
Just really don't take it for granted, man.
Even the guy who called in last night, right? Like, he just wanted to be on for, like, he's like, I can't stay on long because I don't remember, Pat, maybe you remember, like, where he was calling in from or whatever. I don't.
Is that the
like,
one with the English accent?
Maybe. I don't remember. He was like, I can't stay on long because
it's
like 2 o'clock in the morning.
And Justin,
you're right. He just wanted to be on for like a moment to just.
Yes, just
like,
just to be a part of.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Even though it was probably like $1 million.
Feel the love. You know, the love we have for everybody in God, you know. Yeah. But real quick, this is weird. And I think it was December, from December 20th, and this is weird, December 21st to December 17th to the 21st, there were 4 full moons, and that is unheard of. That does not exist, 4 full moons, you know? So they had a video on that. BPE, I think, has a lot of good stuff. They're very spiritual, too, but they'll tell you all the things that are happening around the world, you know, in a more scientific or geographical whatever or heavenly things that are happening. But the moon is weird and upside down, too, they said. It's like flipped, you know, and they've got the weirdest pictures of it.
That's so weird, isn't it? That's so weird.
Oh, it is weird. The moon
is right now.
God said signs in the heavens. I mean, the moon is acting up like crazy, you know. It's not normal.
Man, everything's acting up. The earth is acting up.
Yes.
The universe is acting up.
Yes.
We acting up.
That's a good acting up.
Yeah, seriously.
We had better be acting up.
Yeah.
You're right.
Go get his babies out there, you know, and just bring them in, reel them in, fishers of men, and we're doing it by the internet and the phone.
But
we just have a different way of fishing. We have a different way of fishing.
I was just about to say, this is amazing, I was just about to say, seriously, how God reveals his plan in spurts. I have a few videos on my likes that some people came out with months ago explaining how the abomination of desolation has to be set up by the spring, and that's why we're going to war. That's why this peace agreement, you keep hearing about it, because this is the spring. It's still wintertime until late March, so I really feel like God's coming by then. And I think I may have told you guys before, he told me the abomination of desolation will be set up on March 22nd. As I'm saying this, I have a Burger King bag in front of me, and the time on the receipt is 3:22.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
So, you know, Hey, guys, can you hear me?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can hear you, brother.
Do you mind if I share a dream real quick before we go off?
Yeah, we got four minutes, 40 seconds.
Yeah, I mean, it was quick. I believe it was of God, but I can't get an interpretation of it. I can't get him to give me any answers on it. Any ideas you guys have? I told you guys about the dream I had about, you know, the rebuilding of the church. And then last night I had a dream that I walked into a brand new rebuilt church. And I don't know what was going on, but it was weird. I mean, it makes no sense at all. And I next thing I know, I was running laps around the outside area of this church inside the building, but just running laps. And I just kept running laps and running laps and running laps. And then a guy stopped me and talked to me, and he offered me a job. So, and I said, sure, I've been looking for a job that I could work for, you know, work for somebody godly. And next thing you know, in the dream, and it was just a kind of quick flash dream. It wasn't, you know, but I could tell what it was, kind of a continuation of my old dream where we were rebuilding the church, and now this was supposed to be like the church is now done and rebuilt, you know, like picking up where the other dream left off. Now it's finished and rebuilt, and I don't know why I was running laps, but I was running laps super fast around this church. The guy stops me. And then the rest of the dream is me going to a steel mill. And I'm working in a steel mill for this guy. And he's, you know, he's a godly man. And he's, you know, and I, you know, I'm just pouring steel all day and melting steel and molding steel all day. And I was working with a bunch of, I mean, it was, you could tell that most of the people I was working with were sinners. It looked like he was kind of running like a wannabe rehab for, you know, a lot of them were junkies and, you know, just people that they had, you know, pulled off and tried to help and give them a job. Mm-hmm. And it was just weird. And then, I went to the end of, you know, the end of the dream was the guy giving me a ride home and telling me, so what'd you think? You know, are you going to like working there? I hope that I'm paying you enough, and we'll get your insurance started, and that was it. But I felt that it was from God, and then I felt that it was, but I kind of, the only interpretation I got was kind of sadness that, okay, so maybe God's going to bless me with a decent job, but that means that we're going to be stuck here for a while. So and it just didn't make any sense.
Now, I don't think it's that job, brother. What I kind of got from it is that maybe you've been running around looking for a body like this, like you have now. Before, you were running around the church or running around looking for a body like this, and you found it, and your job is here, brother, because even if you don't host the one story that you can call and give your testimony, it was somebody that could have been listening that day that'll never call in again, but you are the one that touched their lives. So
it's
not about the host. This show is nothing about without the people that call in. So it sounds like, okay, you've been running around looking for, you know, a body. You got this body, this church, and then God is showing you somewhat of your skill set and how you're going to help others. You know, you're in the mill with these sinners, but you know he's placed you in there to help those people out. So, you know, it kind of makes sense, and maybe it's a foreshadowing.
I didn't even think of it like that. I guess I was taking it too literally.
I know I'm not trying to give you a job here, brother, because we're getting out.
That's what I'm saying. I'm like, what? I don't want, you know, because I've been complaining for years. I wanted a decent job, and, you know, find a way to get into a union or something. And when I was working down south, I'm like, no, I don't want the job now. Like when Luco said earlier, he's like, I don't want to take a job. Yeah, I was like, yeah, I don't want to, you know, God give me a dream about taking a good job. I don't want to take a good job now. I want to get out of here.
You're right. Yeah, that's another job, brother. That's not a job here, you know. And he's led people like Judy to do things like quit their job and led me to do things. He told me to quit my, drop my insurance off my car in November so that he could buckle me down and study what he wanted to show me. And after that came my channel. After that came the radio show. So my parents and my family was like, God wouldn't tell you to drop your insurance because you can't really do things. You can't get around. But he knows my family is blessed. They have cars. I can get what I need. I live in a small town where I can walk to anywhere that I need something. So I know for a fact he told me to drop my insurance. Now, he wouldn't have told me to do that, Rennie, if I was just going to pick my insurance back up in March. You know, he wouldn't have told me to drop it if I just for a couple months and, okay, now you got to get back up. Now you got to get a job. Now you need to get you some insurance. Mm-hmm. He basically meant drop it until the rapture. So he told Judy, drop your job until the rapture. He told others, stop what you're doing until the rapture. You know, you're not going to have
to
pick that
too many
up.
People getting the same message.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's not just
a few. I was just kind of miserable and sad all day. I'm like, no, God, don't tell me because I haven't gotten the confirmation on. He tells me that the rapture's soon, but I don't get a confirmation like you guys do on it. You know, the confirmation I keep getting is that it will be around the blood moon tetrad. Whether it comes before the blood moon tetrad, right before it, during it, or right at the end of it, he keeps telling me that it's coming then. It's coming somewhere around there. But we're around the blood moon tetrad now, so it could be any minute, you know. When I ask him and I say, Lord, is it before, you know, is it because the sign I think it is, okay, Lord, Israel is going to go to war, but you told me, he did give me a word, he said that you will be out of here before Israel goes into a major war. He gave me that, you know, and I'm like, okay, Lord, so you told me that it'll be before a major war for Israel, and, you know, Israel gets a major war on the blood moon tetrads. So that means that we got to get raptured before the blood moon tetrads. And he giggled at me, you know, and he was like, that's not what I said. You know? And I'm like, all right,
amen.
God.
Guys, I got to make
you
sure.
Know? So
real
he gives
here.
Me a roundabout time, but then I had this dream, and I'm like, what? Now you're going to give me a job for a month and a half at the max? You got to be kidding me.
Amen. Guys, real quick here, we're in our podcast time, so it's a lot more relaxed or whatever, not like it is during the show. But we do have, I did bring on a couple more people that were holding. 614, are you there?
About hospitality.
614, hello?
I'm,
I also have 819.
Oh, yes, I am
819,
here,
819, is you there? Are you 614?
Yes, I'm here.
Hi. Hello.
I'm sorry, there was probably background noise.
It's all right.
I'll turn it off.
Do you have something you wanted to share with us? Okay. 819? Hello, 819?
It's me, Jason. Just listen. Raina.
Hey, Raina. How are you?
Hey, this morning you mute me. Today you have, and tonight you have me. Wow.
You know, if you were on my side and you had the screen I had to look at to see who all was who, and some people like to stay muted.
It wasn't you. It was my cell phone.
No, this morning you were unmuted. You kept saying unmute me. You were unmuted the whole time.
It was my cell phone. Sometimes it did that to me, so I let it go.
I appreciate that. Forgive me in the name of Jesus.
You're forgiven.
I'm just listening. If I have
we
to say
you,
something,
Raina.
I will raise my voice.
Okay.
All righty. Guys, I'm always so blessed when we do this. All the things we get to share for the prayer, to the communion, to some words that get shared, or, you know, someone calling in and saying the Lord showed
Amen.
Them that to buckle up, it's about time to launch off. we all get a lot of blessings out of this, and I hope some people, you know, got some help tonight with maybe things they were struggling with, whether it was trusting
right.
in the Lord or
right.
confidence in His return. And I just really appreciate it. I love you guys.
We love you too, Jason.
Jason, I keep seeing, like, you know, with an army or whatever, like, I keep, like, hearing in my head or whatever, like, we're closing ranks. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you just kind of interlock arms. Well, I don't know. I was really in the army, so I don't know if anybody else was.
No.
Like,
oh.
When you close ranks and you just, like, you know, you have each other's arms. You know what I mean? Mm. And, like, I mean, in the army, it was so cool because, like, if you were doing sit-ups, right, and, like, your partner, which would be called your battle buddy, couldn't do another one, like, your battle buddy would, like, do a sit-up and, like, interlocking arms with you. So, like, he would pull you up or she would pull you up. You know what I'm saying? And vice versa.
Amen.
So, and I just feel like, you know, the analogy is, like, we're closing ranks, like, before takeoff. You know what I mean? To just be a tightly knit and, you know, leaving no room for
nobody,
you know,
gets left behind.
Right. Yeah.
Amen. Yeah. No, it's very good. You know, we all have our days and we all get frustrated. We all, you know, sometimes, you know, I'm having to call and say, you know, hey, Judy, I'm really struggling today with this today business, you know, and other days, we all struggle with different things. And, but what's so neat is that, you know, when we all come together and we all share, we really is a family, and it's so unique. I can't get past how unique this is and how much I care for everybody that's here. And it's just a blessing all the way around.
Everyone.
Yeah.
Everyone.
Everyone is.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone. Yeah.
I just want to brag to the rest of the blog.
Hold on, Dustin. Hold on, brother. Somebody's trying to speak.
Do you have a question, ma'am?
Yeah, I have a quick question. As far as, like, the RFID chip, what happens, like, when they implant it in babies? Like, what happens to them?
Well, they weren't really given the check. This is a Dustin. This is definitely a Dustin question.
Yeah.
Yeah, babies, a lot of babies, they are doing that in Europe already. They're trying to implant babies with it, but I know that's why the rapture is about to happen now. He's going to take all babies, all toddlers. But after that, there won't be any more kids, and I definitely don't see anybody conceiving after the rapture, you know, because
mm-hmm.
All the kids will be gone. So say if they put a chip in the infant right now, this second, yeah, that infant's good. That mark can't do anything to an infant. So and I honestly don't think they're
babies
doing that yet, but they're waiting for the rapture to make it mandatory everywhere. So after that, whatever age you are, you're going to have to be forced with it. But God's going to remove His children and His babies, and they're not going to be subject to it.
Right.
Amen. Definitely.
They're innocent. It has to be a decision that you wanted, and that adults will make that can make that decision, but not a baby or a child. They don't know what's happening. They're just
mm-hmm.
having something done to them. But they're innocent.
Yeah.
They're innocent before God. So
answer your question. My friend used to joke around with me. He's like, man, if it's a mark of the beast, why can't they just put it in your burger or something? Man, what if they do that? What if they put it in your food? I'm like, no, that's not how it works. It's a choice, man. It's a choice. If it worked like that, we'd all be damned. Like, it'd be in our package of food.
We wouldn't know. We wouldn't know.
No,
we'd still be innocent.
And the thing is,
when you willfully is the word. Willfully is the word.
Amen.
Taking it. Not even in a burger.
Yeah.
Boy, that would get us everybody off the hook, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. It might be in us right now. We all chipped, you know?
You know, you don't know. They put it in tags and clothes and stuff. They have chips that they said they can follow you and know what you're doing, you know. And in the TVs, you know, the new TVs, you know, they say there's things in there that can track you and on your iPhones and everything already. Things we don't even know.
My uncle's dog has the mark of the beast for crying out loud. I mean, it's time to go.
My uncle's dog has
a chip in it. He really put a chip in the dog. I was like, you know they're doing that to humans too, right? He's like, yeah, I do. I was like, well. It's
I heard that pets cannot get on buses unless they have that chip in them. That's what I heard.
The
thing to remember is everything you love, God and Jesus love more than you do. And so when it comes to children and people and all that stuff, I mean, sure, there's going to be some carnage coming, but he's doing everything he can to save everybody because he loves them more than you.
Yeah, exactly.
Amen.
He doesn't want one soul going to hell. Neither do we.
Amen, you know, brother.
So, and
a lot of people are going to be able to see it because they're going to be like, hold on, you're trying to force me to go to this concentration camp if I don't take this chip? I can't use public transportation. I can't buy, sell, or
buy
trade.
Food?
And they're going to realize this is in Revelation. There will still be Bibles on the planet after the rapture, you know, and that's when he's going to raise those people up that were lukewarm, and they're going to be pastors and preachers, you know, going around doing what they can to let people know, please do not take this mark, you know.
Yeah.
You will trust God, run, flee to the mountains, and trust God for your next meal before you take that chip.
Right.
Yeah, it's gonna be awesome. It's gonna be a major. The biggest harvest in history is coming now.
Yeah.
The biggest harvest of souls ever, man. So,
amen, brother.
Praise God.
That's why Judy and I are eating like cows. We're getting fat so they can't follow us.
Might as well.
Tell
man,
me, brother,
guys.
I put on like 30 pounds in the last few months.
I was
like, Lord, you're
like
supposed 25. To come. You're supposed to come before January, man. What happened? I'll just keep eating.
That's because
you're hibernating,
Jason.
I'm going to eat so much until you have to come because I'm going to die if you go of like diabetes or something if you don't come and wrap me and give me my new body.
I know. You know, Jonathan Kleck last year, like before November, he was like, so eat your last hamburger because it's coming. I'm like, I've been eating my last hamburger for over a year now. I'm like,
oh, my God.
Yeah. You know, it's funny, though, because you look at his early videos, he's really dead.
And then she said something about eating a bowl of cereal like 5 minutes later.
Yeah, you know, what's his name? Jonathan Kleck used to be pretty thin if you watch his older videos. And, I mean, I'm not making fun of him. I gained way more than that, brother. But it cracks me up that we're all doing a little bit of that. Well, let's just go ahead and get pizza again. No, let's just go ahead and get some cheeseburger.
Know it.
I've been Mama Frump ever since I've had my last kid, even before, so forget it. I'm a fucking grandmother. I'm in my grandmother phase.
Exactly. You're beautiful.
Oh.
But, you know, even Nate makes fun of me all the time when we talk and stuff. He's like, or I'm sorry, John, he always cracks jokes at me like, yeah, Jesus, show me how fat you are. He's playing the drums on your belly. Fatty.
So what? So
and I'm like, let him do it. He's gonna. Oh, I, you know, I don't have an insecure bone in my body. And,
no.
You're the juggernaut,
brother. I
can stop
eating with weight. That's right. I got to show. I got to lead. I got to show people to keep on eating. Food makes you happy.
Exactly.
Food makes
you
happy.
Yes, it does. Yes, it does.
Man,
oh,
it
yeah.
does.
Oh,
love
yeah.
food.
Yep.
That's why I'm gonna be in your mansion, Jason. I'm gonna be always in your mansion, in your refrigerator, and, your couch, eating a sandwich. Like, where's the remote, man? Like, you know.
Jason isn't allowed remotes in heaven, so he can't mute me.
Well, I need them. Guys,
nah,
I'm gonna be honest. You know,
God already
you know,
promised
just...
me that Jason would be remoteless in heaven.
It's no fun being on this side, I promise you. I'll tell you that right now.
Yeah, I know.
No, we know it. We know it. Weren't you just saying the other day nobody made a video of you or something? Be careful what you ask for.
Yeah,
right?
I think there might be enough fire for one of them rebuke videos now.
Yeah.
But the Lord told me what I was doing is right, so he didn't hesitate to confirm to me, so I'm happy.
Honestly, like, we are here. I won't speak for anybody else, but I feel like in the spirit, like, we're here to support that, and it's like, again, when somebody's doing something like that, it's like, you know, you take it up with God. You know what I'm saying? I had to deal with
Absolutely.
That before with people, and it's like, you know what? Really, your issue is with God because I got the okay on this, so just, you know, take it up with him, you know?
Yeah.
Well, you know how bad I've gotten? I've got a Reese cup in my protein shake.
You're still on the food?
Yeah, it's time to go, bro.
Chris is struggling with his acceptance of eating all this food still. He needs to be delivered from overeating. Brother, it only gets worse, I promise you. It just gets worse.
I haven't worked out in almost 2 weeks now. And
brother,
I'm drinking my protein shakes with Reese cups blended into them.
You know why I know the Lord's coming back? Because the Girl Scout cookie people came around the other day selling cookies, and they had them with them. You didn't even have to wait. Like, you didn't even have to come out. Yeah. My wife said, hey, what do you want? Peanut butter patties. Yeah. And I figured she's coming back in with, you know, a receipt or something. She comes back in with a cookie. I'm like, are you serious?
Is this the devil right now?
You've got the money.
Yeah.
Yay, yummy. Give me the mint
one. Those Girl Scout cookies are the mark of the beast, Jason. Watch out.
Oh, yeah,
oh,
no.
I got the mark, brother. I got a whole bunch
of marks
now. Yeah. Oh,
man.
I'm peanut butter patties, seriously.
Pass the mark this way. I want it.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
I think
give me that mint one.
The Illuminati's involved with the Girl Scout cookies. I'm sorry. I'm with them. They make some good cookies.
All it took was the cookies, brother, man. Oh, man.
I know. I'm weak, brother. I could be guided easily. But
yeah.
I'm really happy that Katie got that word tonight, guys. You know, she struggles a lot with this stuff. And, you know, she got two big, long words.
I completely missed it. I was still trying to get the computer fixed. Blog Talk was all messed up for me. I couldn't log in. I had to create a new account just to log in.
Wow.
It was pretty good, brother. It was things of Jesus coming back now. Without them.
Yeah.
Amen.
But it was a long word. I know her first word was like four pages, and her second one was probably at least two or three.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh.
Beautiful.
I can't wait.
Good for her.
I'm ready. He's even got me over.
I was really hoping we.
He's got me.
I was hoping
we get
to baptize somebody tonight.
I missed that too. Man.
Thank you, babe.
Yeah, I got
speaking of,
you know, he's completely healed me of my whole fear of my kids not going.
Thank you.
Yeah.
You know, so I know that he's little by little, you know, taking everything that's been giving me a reason to hold back and wait for, you know, and ask for, you know, wait for this or wait for that. You know, he's completely taken them one by one. There's none left. And then he hit me with that dream last night and had me thinking, great, you heal me of all my my fears and doubts, and then you tell me I'm stuck here getting a new job. But thank you, Dustin. That interpretation was awesome.
Yeah, he kind of gave it to me as soon as you were saying it, brother. A lot of people have dreams. I think interpretation of dreams is sometimes a great gift that people can have. And
I prayed about that, and I was, because one of the things I prayed about it is I was like, Lord, you know, I've had a couple of visions, but I've never had, you know, I don't think I've had a lot. And he says, you've had more visions than you thought you did. You just didn't realize they were visions. He said,
and
he told
me,
the person that has the visions can't always interpret the visions. You know, you need someone else sometimes to get the interpretation of it.
Amen.
You guys
need each
race,
other, bro.
Do you guys have racetrack gas stations where you are?
No, we have Quick Trip.
No.
Oh, good.
Well,
say, speaking of,
I do in Ohio.
Oh, speaking of food, my husband just brought me this sack of frozen yogurt with gummy bears and blueberries.
Oh, there you go.
They sell frozen yogurts at the gas station.
That's fun.
So,
fun food.
Since we're on the food kick, he literally just came in and handed me my cup.
Hey, listen,
you're
going to
make us crazy.
Jason, your Midwest QTs, your Midwest Quick Trips are taking over the nation. They took over the upstate of South Carolina. These QTs.
Brother, they
started
here. This is the best gas station in the planet. I can't see them going anywhere else.
They're
amazing.
But take a bath.
Oh yeah, they're it's over the top. I'm a Diet Pepsi fanatic. I drink Diet. I probably drink one to one and a half 2 liters a day of Diet Pepsi.
Oh,
I mean,
wow!
I love it.
Now that is Illuminati.
Oh
yeah. Oh yeah.
Okay.
Now I gotta wonder if you're human, Jason. Now I gotta wonder if you're human.
I'm telling you.
If you can get Diet Right Coke, it's made with Splenda, which is better for you than the other stuff. So just
a diet
on that.
The regular, so.
Yeah, it's made with Splenda.
Yeah, there's a bunch of bad stuff,
right.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm
but
not
you
really
know what?
You can drink what you want.
Yeah. The Holy Spirit protects you.
Right.
Well,
no poison
here
will come against
drink.
You.
You mean you guys haven't been doing communion with Diet Pepsi? Because I thought that's what we were supposed to do. Oh.
Kind of missed that memo.
Thought that was in the Bible somewhere. Pat, you had some good readings tonight. I always love your stuff, so I want you to know how grateful I am for all the stuff that you bring up and read for us.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
I have he and I. Something he said was so beautiful. I've had it for days. I was going to read it, but, you know, make sure, you know, if anybody's on the phones and stuff, you know.
Got nine people on here listening.
Okay, let me read this because this will warm your toe, warm you from head to toe. In the book here, Gabriel was thanking him for his blessings, and he says, "Oh, here, wait, everything's falling apart here. I drop everything. It's terrible. Even when your faith is no bigger than a mustard seed, you must strive to make it grow. Look upon these special blessings of today as my love, attentive to every detail of your life, and at every step of your way, you will find me watching, going ahead of you. Have you ever gone anywhere that I have not been waiting for you? You often ask me to take care of your precious belongings, but for me, aren't you the most precious? Aren't you more precious than all? Entrust yourself to me constantly, and always give me each moment as it passes. Isn't it better in my hands? Doesn't it say in the gospel he laid his hands on them and heal them? I'll take out of this present moment of yours whatever clings too much to the earth, the selfishness that sullies your intention. Always trust more and more, even to the point of expecting a miracle. Don't stop halfway, or you will put limits to my love. When you have unfolded your confidence, you will unfold it still more, without ever being able to exceed what I expect of you. Always count on me, never on yourself, and you will advance, and you will soar with the wings like the eagle, my very little girl." So I thought that was...
Wow.
My left. Yeah, that's the love. Yeah, it's the love, you know, to be in our life at every moment and just let him be part of everything, every day. And then you'll have peace. Even in the midst of trials, you'll have peace.
That's what I want. I want peace.
Yeah.
Praise God. Praise God.
But you know what the Bible says. It says that through trial and tribulation, we will enter heaven, but that the trial and tribulations cause patience with us so that we are more like God. You know, we have his patience, his love, his endurance to take care of whatever comes our way, but that we know we're going to have these trials and tribulations. But like what I just read, if you give it to him, and like Judy said, if you give it to him, give it to him. Let him be involved in this. Ask him, you know, no matter what you're going through, ask him, you know, like if you have bills to pay or your kids are acting up, just have a family chat. What is prayer? Prayer is conversation with God. It's not a whole bunch of wordy words. And, you know, if you want to stand on your head and read the plan, that's fine. But just talk to him like, "Jesus, I'm having a problem. I'm worried about my child, or my sister's very sick." Or, see, you ran it by him. So he's going to answer, but he's going to answer in his own way and will. But you have the confidence that you gave it to him. And that you gave it to him.
Amen.
You can't go any further.
Right.
You can't go any further than giving something to God, no matter what it is.
Right. And like Dustin was saying, like not having his insurance and everything like that. He's the same God. Like that's how I'm like, Father God, he's the same God that like, you know, sustained the Israelites for 40 years. Not one of the soles of their foot. You know what I'm saying? Like, got worn out and that none of them were sick or anything like that. Like, we haven't had medical insurance. My husband's in full-time ministry, you know, and so we haven't had medical insurance in a long time, and it's not that we don't get, like, a little hiccup here or there, but honest to God, we give it to him, we pray for it, and he heals us.
Right.
He heals us. And you know what I'm saying? So we haven't even...
Good night,
baby. We haven't even been able to, like, you know, like... I mean, there's a, you know, there's always like the urgent care if you have to go, whatever. But whenever, like my son, you know, he had it like an ear infection that seemingly was like an ear infection a few months back or whatever. And I was like, no, I'm just gonna pray here or whatever. We tried an old remedy where, you know, again, look this up. Don't take this from my word, but we put like olive oil in his ear, you know, prayed over it. Just was like, we're gonna go back to the, you know, the way that like medicine was like hundreds of years ago and rely on God. And he honestly was like within a matter of a moment, he was healed. And you know, again, I know people have to be built up in their faith or whatever. It's the same God that sustained the Israelites, same God that kept them healthy. Like, he, you know, again, it just, that's, so I respect when you say that, Dustin, because I'm like, I'm in the same situation with the medical, but he's told me not to fear.
that, you know?
Jason? Where's
Stacy,
Jason?
Is that you?
Yeah, he Jason's my big protector.
Yes, hi, Stacy.
Hi, honey. Hi. He, like, pulls me in when everybody, like, I mean, when everyone is, like, talking over me, he's like, oh, hold on, you all. And so I depend on Jason.
Let me roll out the red carpet for Stacy.
Amen.
I was sitting here, and I was thinking about that, and I was like, Lord, you're really right. He's going to ride next to you, Lord. He's going to, like, fight off the big bad guys for the people. But, yeah.
Well,
yeah, I had a trying season. A trying day. But I'm just going to tell you guys about on my way home, and I was talking to the Lord, and he said to me, and I know it's not me. I know it's him because I'm not even smart enough for that. Ain't that right, Leah? But he said, Stacy, the reason why I had you focus on your bananas in the vision is because they are ripe already, and they're ready to
eat.
Yeah.
Yes. Because, and I'm telling you, it took me, what, 2 days or a day and a half to really, for him to, like, really say that to me or for me to get that. He said the reason why I had you focus on that banana is because they were well ripe and ready to be picked. And he said that means it's ready. That means it's ready.
It's time to make pudding.
Hey, banana pudding's good.
You know it.
See, that's why I know that it's soon, because I used to focus on, you know, like I would always dream of my mansion, and I would dream of the crown, and now all I think about, you know, not like dream of, like daydream, like that's what I would always think of. Now all I think about is I can't wait to see how God wants things to be. You know, I don't care about anything else except seeing how Jesus meant for all this to turn out. You know, how we were supposed to be before sin. You know, I don't care about any of the other stuff anymore. That's all I care about. I could live in a cardboard shack in heaven and be happy.
Amen. So could I. Just give me a little
bit of
the beach
garden.
And I'll be happy.
I live in the garden and be happy and eat bananas.
Yeah, you know.
I told Leah that we're going to have banana smoothie. We all going to have banana smoothie. I'm having the bananas.
Invite us over.
Banana smoothie. He said
banana.
It's ready. The garden is ready and the banana is ready. It's time to go.
Oh.
We're lifting off. So that was just
beautiful.
I said, Lord, wow. He said, that's why I had you focus on the banana, because I'm showing you that they're ripe and it's ready. I was like, wow, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Ready for me to sneak over to Stacy's garden and steal her bananas. I'll tell you, that's the first thing
I'm
doing.
Oh, you don't have to steal it. You guys are all welcome. I think you love that. That's a company. I'm telling you.
Banana bread.
I had to bring my kids to the doctor and go to the pharmacy, and I'm telling you, just to order some food, I was like, I couldn't even do it. I mean, it was just like I can't function at all. All I wanted to do was just get up. I called a couple of times, and I know you unmute me, and the phone call keep dropping. And all I wanted to do was just get home and get to my computer, get my kids fed, and just get on. It's like I was like a crazy woman. I'm
trying
to eat
my family.
Amen. Okay, are you guys ready for the corny joke of the day yet?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No one
ever
heard anything.
Are you ready for the corny joke of the day?
Well, go right
ahead.
Yes.
Okay, here we go. What did God say to the praying nun?
What did he say?
What did he say?
Nanya. That was good.
Yeah, corny joke of the day. Laugh at it. It's corny.
I don't know if that one qualifies as a joke or not. I don't know if that just. I mean, I think we're
like
all a little dumber now that we just heard that joke.
I would just think he would.
Hey, watch it there, buddy.
I would just think he would I would just think that he would say, you ain't getting none.
Exactly. Hey, I'm making these corniest jokes of the days up, okay? So bear with me.
Oh, Lord, the rapture must come then because they're getting worse then, right?
Yeah, they're getting worse and worse.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Emotions are high. It's been a weird last couple of days. I'll tell you that much. Yesterday, I couldn't keep from being overwhelmed. From all the weekend,
we
sharing
stuff. Play telephone tonight. I was seriously. I mean, I told Judy that it was like, it feels like you're doing like spiritual P90X. You know, it like takes it out of you. I was tired.
It
seriously
is
worn out from it. I didn't want to do it a third day in a row.
That's why I called it a spiritual hangover on Sunday. It was just like,
I think Jason feels the same way I do. I definitely don't want to go through it another night.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I think we got to do it again. I just think that it started to take, we can't do the same thing every night. It takes away, Lord told me yesterday it had to be about the glory of God and praising Him, and not in a negative way. It's just in the way we do that is by sharing our stories of how much, how He's loved us in our life and done different things.
Once in a while,
so,
at the table, everybody's screaming, do me, do me, do me, do me. I'm just like, my spirit's just crying, going, stop,
it's going to unload. But, the thing that I think is cool is, and I've told everybody to do this, is you know what? You want to get really rocked? Go ask him to confirm it to you, because he'll tell you the same things, and then you're hearing it from the Lord himself, and it's like, no way. He did it to me last night, put the spirit on me, I came back here, almost cried on the show. So.
And that's why I think it was Judy that said, when she gave me that word that says, your faith will be rewarded greatly. You have no idea how many treasures are building up for you. Because he told me a long time ago, he speaks to me, but he never confirms anything he says to me. And if I ask him for a confirmation, then I don't hear his voice for a day or two. It's like he shuts me off. I'm not allowed to get confirmations. He's told me, he says, you're going to walk by faith. I'm not confirming anything with you. I don't want you playing the Bible you read. I don't want you, I will not give you a confirmation. If I say it to you once, you better faith and believe it.
Exactly.
And I'm like, all right.
That's the feeling
I
got.
Don't get confirmations.
Yeah. Just believe.
Well, if you notice the transition of the teachings that come across this show, from healing to strengthening to, and right now, even though I didn't expect it, it's all about trust. The Lord has a big deal, and that's where, like, Judy was really preaching with fire tonight, is because, it comes down to that deal of we're here at the very end, you have to trust the Lord with everything.
Yes.
Everything, mm-hmm. And maybe we all hold back in different areas, and some of us, whatever. And, I have to step back from all this and go, where am I not trusting the Lord enough? What am I not putting my faith in with the Lord, And I like those spiritual checks, that gut check of what you're dealing with or what you're doing, because we could all be missing something sometimes, and it just makes you stronger.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
The serenity prayer. God grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, courage to change the things I can, and wisdom to know the difference. So we play that.
Amen.
Yes, ask for wisdom to know the difference. Ask for wisdom. And have the courage to change the things you can. He'll guide you. Just ask the Holy Spirit. Just run it right by him. I mean, if you run it right by him, you're going to know. You're going to know.
I think we lost Christine. We did lose Christine. She might have... Well, we still have 7 people here with us, guys, so feel free to share.
Yeah, go ahead.
I know I'm blessed every time you guys are talking.
Yeah.
I wrote this little poem if you want to hear it.
Absolutely. I was hoping you were going to say something like that,
okay.
Pat.
Okay. This is to Jesus, and it's from us all. Hold my soul and take my heart. Heal my spirit so we'll never part. Someday we will all fly away. There we will all live together at peace with each other and love one another and join in the angel songs, home where we belong. Oh, Jesus, hear our sorrowful cries in this wilderness below. Come with your love and take us above to no longer be alone, for in your heart is truly only our home. So I wrote that to you.
Oh, okay. Pat.
Yeah.
Aww. That's beautiful.
He hears our pleading. He hears our, you know, I have to tell you, in the True Life in God, in 1988, Jesus said to say this prayer every day to just invite his coming to be sooner. And it was, Jesus, hear our cries in this wilderness, feel our tears, feel our thirst, have mercy in us, return to us, cover the earth with your love, replacing it, taking away the evil and replacing it with your love. And he says to say this prayer often, and it was 1988. Yeah, so, I mean, he just said, keep praying for me, you know, to come. And, you know, there are prayer groups that are dedicated only to just people praying for his return, just for his return. And he loves us. He loves us, you know. But the Father, the Father, the Father. But he won that argument. Yeah. But, you know, he loves it when we ask for him, you know. And I'll just look at him with tears and say, when, my love, when? He won't give dates or anything, but he loves the pleading. He loves the pleading. And he loves this radio show because we're reaching everybody out there, you know, to plant seeds in them and make them have a good think and maybe bring them in more into his love, you know. So everyone that shares, even if it's one sentence, share it, because somebody out there, who, as you said, who may not turn in again to another night, will hear just what they needed, and a seed is planted, and they're going to think about that, because their souls are very sensitive. You can't deal with a person and not know how sensitive they are, their soul, because, you know, you can make an impression whether you realize it or not. Oh, we don't know how we affect other people, just with a glance or a tone of voice or a word, you know. There was a story. Yeah. The one was preaching on TV, and he told about a lady. There was this very worldly man, and they were in a bar or something. And one of the women there were rather spiritual, and all she said was, "Yeah," she says, and she didn't know he was listening. And she said, "Yeah," she said, "you know, Jesus is your dearest friend. You know, talk to him and tell him about everything." Well, the man heard her say that. This man went out, and he thought just about what she said. He had never heard that, how you could talk to him and he's your best friend. He changed his whole life around. He opened up hospitals. He's one, I forget which saint he is, but he just totally gave his whole life to God. Now, only in heaven will that woman know when he comes to her and thanks her for having said that. And she'll say, "Well, what did I do?" See, it's something so little. It's not always grandiose. You know, you have to, it's something, just something simple she said, like, Jesus is my best friend. And, you know, he talks to you and he loves you. So tell him, and that's all that man had to hear, because otherwise he just would have gone down, you know, into the world and everything else. But it gave him something to think about, like, Jesus is my best friend and I can talk to him. Changed his whole life. That woman never knew about it. But he went out and just gave his life to the Lord, just because he heard that in a bar or a restaurant or something, you know. So you never know. You never know. I was in the supermarket one time, and I was talking on my cell phone, and I don't hear it, so I talk a little loud. And I was talking about the Lord on the phone while the people walking by were just giving me a look, because I know I planned to see. They were too shy to say anything to me, but I could see, like, you're talking about God in a supermarket, you know, here I go again, you know. And while I was talking, I was remembering that story of the girl, and I was saying something about Jesus like that, so the people around me were all looking at me like I had three heads, you know. But I shared, and I didn't care. I don't care. I mean, if you want to throw me in the hooscow because I'm preaching about the Lord, go right ahead. I'll preach to the prisoners, you know. You're not going to stop me. Oh, dear.
You have such a beautiful love for the Lord. You really do.
I love him. I love him so much.
Pat, I
look, for so long.
I look forward to listening to you every single day on here. I really do.
Thank you.
I love everybody
just listening. Yeah. Everything's for him, you know. I'm so hungry to see everybody just come to love him, because for at least 50 years I've had this incredible walk with him. I'm very simple and little and nothing, so trust me, but I've fallen in love with him, and I know this love, and I know what people can have with him, and I want everybody to have that with him. So
I'm
yakking away. Yes, I want everybody to feel that love. There's moments that I have felt with him that is just over the top, being in love, like pure spouse, pure friend, you know, just overwhelming. And I'm saying, Jesus, I want everyone to feel this. I want everyone to know how much they can love you and you love them, you know. So that just burns within me to give that to people. But they've got to invite him. You've got to cry out to him. You know, he leaves you free. So invite everybody out there. Invite him. Just say, Jesus, I want to love you. I want this. I want peace in my life. And the only peace you're ever going to get is if he is the center of your life and he's your everything love. You know, so make the efforts, whatever it is, to get to that point with him. You know, to invite him and feel that love and be that love and help other people love him. You know, it's like dominoes. It just,
amen.
You know, it's like the pebble. It causes that ripple. Just keep making ripples and, you know, shooting down the dominoes to get everybody, you know, don't let it stop. Don't ever let it stop. That's why this show is so precious.
Having joy in doing it.
Oh,
having the joy in doing it. Knowing
I wouldn't miss this for anything. Yeah. You know, and I just pray, Holy Spirit, use me. Just bring people into the Lord's arms, you know, and let them know how much he loves them and that he'll take care of them. And no matter what you're doing, just talk it over with him. Say, Jesus, I need to talk to you. No, blah, 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 blah. That's what he wants. And he says, let me take the heavier end of things. You know, you're my child. The Father takes the heavier end of things. But give it to me. That's what you have to do is give it to him. You've got to give it to him, you know, and let him help you. And he will. And he'll take 3/4 of the weight. He'll take 9/10 of it, you know. But you're free. You got to tell him. Give it to him. Say, Jesus, help me. You know, help me. I love you. Help me. Nothing
and he'll
complicated.
Be there.
No
he'll
fancy
jump right
words.
In there and help you.
Yeah, just Jesus, help me. I can't do this. You know, and he knows we can't do this on earth alone. You know, we can't. We need him. You need him. If you're going to get by and have any sense to this life, you need him. You know, you really do. You really, really do. He's always there for us. I can't stress that enough. You know, he listens all the time, and he'll answer. And maybe he doesn't answer that day or that few days, maybe that week. But boy, you're going to have your answer, and he's going to give you something better than what you prayed for. So just expect it. Just expect it. He loves to give gifts, and don't say, you know how you have a gift, like I just sent my daughter my sister a beautiful pocketbook for the holiday, whatever, you know, February, and when I was looking at the color, and I said, oh, this is awfully bright, and an angel flashed on the thing and on the page when I was going to order it for her, and I was like hesitating, and the Lord said, you send it to her. So, and I said, yeah, it was a lovely print, but it was California bright blue. So when she got it, she called me up and it says, do you really like it? She says, oh, I love it. She said, you know, I'm changing my other pocketbook right into it. And I said, it's not too bright. She says, no, I love this blue color. So, you know, even choosing a gift, just choosing a gift. And when someone gives you a gift, don't you want them to say, oh, this is so nice, thank you so much. So when God gives us a gift, say the same thing. Don't say, oh, I'm not worthy, I really can't accept this. That hurts them. Just say, thank you, Lord, I love this. You're so sweet, how thoughtful you are. Just tell him thank you. Don't make a big thing about, you know. He doesn't want to hear that. And if you give a gift to someone, you don't want to hear that from somebody. You want them to say, oh, I love this. Thank you so much. Thank you. You know, that's all. Just accept it with love and accept everything from him with love. You know?
Yeah, God will show you, give you confidence, show you, lead you, forgive you, love you, all those things.
Everything, you know. And,
amazing. And guys, I got to step away, and so I'll see you guys in the morning show, but there's still several people still on here. But I don't know if they're all here, if they've stepped away or whatnot, but I love you guys, and Pat, I'll see you in the morning.
Okay, we'll see you tomorrow. We'll
see,
see
you in the
tomorrow.
Morning, bro.
Yep.
See you in the morning.
Okay.
I have a quick story to share.
Sure.
Okay, so my mom, her friend, she has two twin little baby boys, and she said in the middle of the night she was half asleep, and she seen two of her walls light up with, like, green light splashing.
Wow.
And, like, I think I heard that green means healing, so I'm like, maybe God gave her a sign or something.
Yeah, a light, mm-hmm. the light. Light from heaven
sure.
to encourage her.
Yeah.
You know, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Sure.
One time my kids were walking on a dock and they had these big flash, not flash, but big blue lights, you know, following them. And I just assumed they were angels protecting them, you know. I mean, they were old enough to swim and everything, but still, you know, it was a beautiful sight. But I see the blue a lot, you know, love.
I haven't been seeing that lately. I was in my bed the other night. I saw flashes of, I guess they had to be my angels because it was good
yes,
spirits.
Definitely.
So,
definitely. I mostly see them like they're laser beam bright and they flash. You know, they'll come in different colors, especially when I'm deep in prayer. I'll see them, you know. And they just, some will be pink and white, some will be a bright yellow, some will be blue and white, some will be green and white, you know. But mostly they're like a pale yellow, a bright flash, you know. And I nearly freaked out the first time I ever saw one because someone was praying for me that I would see them. And I just jumped, you know, when I saw this one. It was a bright yellow. And I thought for sure something was wrong with my eyes. But, of course, it's not. There's nothing wrong with my eyes. And that's back when I was in my 30s, you know. So it's like nothing wrong with your eyes. You're seeing an angel, you know. And this person,
mm-hmm.
I just prayed that I would see them. But I'm glad it was small because I would have just jumped out the window. I
think. Out the window.
Oh, gosh. Yeah, I would,
gosh.
But ever since I've seen them, you know, and I love it. And every time I see one, I'm just so happy, so grateful. It's just like, oh, you're around me. Thank you so much. You know, I need that. I just need to know you're around me with your love, you know. So every day, I'll see them. Yeah, yeah, they're beautiful. Beautiful.
I really feel, what do you guys think? You guys think the days are being shortened or something? You think the hours
yeah,
are shortened?
Yeah, it seems like time is flying.
It
you
really
know?
Does. I mean, more
it
so
does.
Than ever.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And daylight savings time isn't until March 9th. And God was
yeah.
telling me earlier, he was like, something big is about to happen by March 9th. Something
wow.
huge. Like, if
wow.
it, I mean, if the days already feel shortened, but if they could get even shorter, I don't know what
yeah.
it is. But here's the thing he deciphered from me earlier, you guys. Revelation 8:12, it's one of the trumpets. And he says he's going to shorten the days. And he tells you that. He doesn't
yeah.
mean shorten the tribulation number, but he means shorten the hours in the day. He said, I'm going to cut a
wow.
third of the night. Listen, he said, I'm going to cut a third of the night, and I'm going to cut a third of the day. Well,
wow.
that's 4 hours of the day, 4 hours of the night, so that means only 16 hours in a day. And I
wow.
saw somebody talking about it earlier, so it really feels now that these days have been cut short to 16 hours or something. I mean,
yeah,
I just
yeah,
don't
yeah.
know how else to put it.
It just flies. It flies. Everything just seems to be, you know, going faster. I don't know. Others have said that, too. Like, where do we go? You know, like, wow.
Where'd the day
you
go?
Know? Where'd the day go? Where'd the week go? It's just like bingo, you know. But I'm glad we're having a warm spell. We're having a warm spell now with it'd be the 40s and 50s. But you know what? With all this snow, it's going to melt. And then they're threatening for storms down south to be tornadoes and stuff because of the weather transition of going from so much cold to in the 50s and 60s. So, you know, I don't know. Pray for the people
mm-hmm.
that are going to be in these very bad storms that are coming this week, you know. Yeah, and then we've got another storm coming. Next Thursday or something they got to watch. So on it goes. It's going to start to get cold again next Thursday, Friday, into the 30s again after it's been close to 55 this week, you know. It's crazy. It's just crazy. The weather alone should tell people, like, whoa, what's going on here? You know,
mm-hmm.
this is not normal at
mm-hmm.
all. You know, but boy, oh boy. But it's exciting. I have... Every day is like an adventure, and it's like, whoa, you know. I love it. I just love it. I'm happy and cheerful and just waiting on the Lord, you know, and what will be will be. I think a sign we have to look for is Israel, what's going on with Israel. That's the gauge. That's the clock. And
exactly.
I think things
that's
are going
to
start
timepiece to the
popping.
End of the world. The Lord said that Israel is the timepiece.
it is the time. Just keep your eye on Israel. Because if you go to Sparrow's Bonnet and Aaron has a new dream, and it's all about, he says, watch the gauges, Israel, just Israel, when they talk peace and everything, you know, that something, it ain't good, everything that's going to have happen around, you know, April, May with Israel.
Oh, yeah.
I just got a bad feeling about that. You know,
that's what that blood moon signifies. I know the Lord kind of told me that the abomination of desolation will be set up, like, late March, but that blood moon in April, that definitely signifies we have to be gone by then. We really do.
Because the
abomination is about to be set up. The last three and a half of the tribulation, we're already in it.
Yeah.
That's just so crazy, man. It really is. Like, we're already in the tribulation. The last 7 years on earth. So that's why this radio show is here. That's why we're waiting any day now on the Lord.
Yeah.
It just blows my mind.
It's 3.5 years already out of the 7. Yeah.
Tribulation.
Oh, man, I'll tell you. Oh, it's exciting. Every day I get up, it's like, you know, the last month, it's been so different for me because it's so exciting. And I put on and I see what's happening, you know, around and the weather. Because, you know, people say, why do you watch your news? Well, I pray for people. I see an accident or people die. I say, Lord, I cover them with thy precious blood and holy wounds and all the people who are affected in sorrow from this, you know, that you comfort them. So, you know, if you watch, I use it to pray for people, you know. I think a lot of things in the news, like I didn't see anything about Carolina having an earthquake, nothing. There's a lot of stuff, things that happen overseas with the weather anomalies. I don't see it on the main news. Maybe they're feeling, well, we don't want to stress you out any further, you know, and you can find it online. But a lot of stuff, it's always about politics or, you know, the general stuff. I click it right off, like, oh, I can't stand listening to all this political stuff, you know. But if they say there's a plane accident or whatever, I just pray for the people because I know they're suffering horribly, the relatives who are left from the ones who have been killed in an accident or something, you know. So I just pray. And then with this crazy weather in Pennsylvania a few days ago, 100 car pileup. 100 on the road.
I saw that.
Yeah.
I saw that. Wow.
Yeah. It's like, whoa, look at this, what's happening. You know, it's like, it's crazy. It's just crazy. You know, and all those poor people, I don't think anybody died, but what a mess. What an aggravation, you know. But people have got to start thinking about, you know, I'm in accidents and this is happening and the weather is nuts. Like, what's going on? Something to wake them up, you know.
Something biblical going on.
Yes, what? Are you serious?
Something biblical's going on.
Oh, yes. The snow apocalypse, that's what they call it, snow apocalypse. Well, which is true, you know. And look at the problems in Japan and South Korea. People are dying from the snow, you know, and too much snow and buildings collapsing. It's nuts. They're getting snow in places that they've never had it, you know, or not that bad. And then the storms overseas.
If the world got any worse, we would be in great tribulation. Because you can call the things going on. This is tribulation. You can call it tribulation.
Absolutely.
All these things are tribulation.
What's out there for our benefit? Nothing.
Nothing.
If you put in a TV show, there's the commercials alone are pornographic or talking about. I mean, if you have a problem with your personal stuff, talk it over with your wife or go see a doctor. Don't splash it all over on this TV screen. I mean, I'm an adult. There's nothing you can't throw at me, but you got kids watching this crap. I mean, sorry to say that, but that's exactly what it is. You're putting garbage in their hearts, and they go,
they
"Mine, what's this?"
They use sex to sell a burger, to sell anything. They use sex to sell it, you know.
Anything.
You see Hardee's with these commercials, these women half naked eating burgers, like they use it to sell anything, man.
They use it to sell cars.
The cars,
you know.
Some
of them are disgusting. And if you think America's bad, you should see the commercials over in Europe and stuff. I mean, no bars held, you know. It's just, and even, I mean, this is sad, even the women on the weather channels and the Fox and all them, they're dressed like, you know, they're ready to make a porn movie, you know. But they said, I'm going to put it delicately, they said, well, the men turning in want to see the women so that they can, you can figure out the rest, you know, what they can have with them. I mean, I'm not going to use the language, but it's pretty filthy and rotten. But they want the women to look like that, so that's how the men tuning in feel about them. And you can figure out the rest of that without, you know, you can read between the lines. It's disgusting. And these women have to dress with, you know, practically mini skirts, and now you can see cleavage in some of them, you know. This is sick. This is totally immoral. And you got kids watching this, and you got young girls saying, "Oh, well, I can dress like that too now," you know. And they look like they should be in a porn movie, you know. It's the commercials too. They're just, some of them are just horrible, you know. I know it's everywhere. There's no place for someone who really loves God that they can go anywhere, because you know, you go to the movies. All right, there are all the 9 movies coming out this year about God. You know, one is Carlton Burpo's story about heaven, you know, when he was a child, which will be a great movie. And there's something on Noah, and there's 7 others that are supposed to be pretty good. There's the new Jesus movie out that's supposed to be pretty good. So that's that in itself. Like, why are you putting out 9 movies in 1 year that are spiritual? And most of them are pretty good. So, I mean, you know, wow. Something's happening.
mm-hmm.
Something's happening, you know.
It's our departure. It's going to be, you know, I know we're talking about it, and we're talking about, like, we're so prepared, but Pat, it's going to be so surreal when it does happen. Our spirits are just going to be so delighted.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
You won't be able to explain it, but...
But, you know,
I really think you're getting translated. I think that, I mean, everybody's about to get translated. This whole community we got...
Yeah.
I really think we're leaving before
that. He's got work
for
us to do to prepare, to help the others come through, that they can, you know, join us and not, you know, and you know, just be welcomed.
He just told me you're helping prepare the feast. He just told me you're going to help prepare the feast.
Yeah, I cook, love.
I know, that's what I'm saying. That's what he just told me. He just said Pat's going to help prepare the feast.
One of the first things besides putting on an apron and I get up there, I'm going to make sure the pizza ovens work right, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They got to be just at the right heat because I make a mean pizza. From scratch, honey, from scratch.
Big ZD.
Oh, honey, I make a big ziti, and I make a lasagna, and I make a beef stew. I use wine. I use cheese. I make onion soup. I cook for 12 hours with wine and cheese and soup bones, and 5 kinds of onions and mozzarella cheese on top when you throw it in the little clings and you put them in the oven and broil them. Just get the time, man. You guys are going to go nuts if I start cooking.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all are going to be fat up there. You're going to...
Oh, yeah.
You think I'm heavy, you're Jason. You ain't seen nothing. You're going to put on the weight. No, I'm just kidding. But, you know, I'll cook. I'll feed you. So, oh, boy, I love that. I love cooking and singing. You know,
amen.
Don't ask me to dust, but I'll cook and sing for you.
Okay. Sounds good to me. I love to be sung too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I did cantering in a church for 8. I cut a record, everything. I mean, I'm not going to go into all that, but the singing is my baby too. I love to sing and do that.
Aww.
You know. Yeah, so I'll sing. I'll make songs up for everybody, and I'll sing.
We'll
them
do
for
a song
you.
Together. We're going to do a song together.
Oh, we will, absolutely, absolutely. We'll compose songs to praise God and all His kingdom. You know, and I can do that. My mother was an opera singer. She sang lyric soprano for Philadelphia Philharmonic before she got married. She died at age 42. She died in 1952, you know. She's singing up there now, I'm sure. She's just singing for the Lord, you know. And God bless her. I mean, I wish I had known her better. I have no memories of too much of my mother and father, you know. So, but God makes it up. You know, he's there to just get us through these moments. And, you know, you're going to have your little sadnesses and stuff, but his grace is there, and I chose to work with him, you know. And I because I didn't have a mother or father, that doesn't mean that I'm going to shirk on not being a good parent to my kids, you know, just because I didn't have a mom, you know. So, he gives you the grace to just get past all the stuff that you went through. Really, he does. He does.
Mm-hmm.
You just got to invite him. Jesus, help me, you know. Help me be a good mom, you know. And my kids all have the faith and stuff. It's the grandkids. Pray for my grandkids. Because they're into this alien stuff, or they're into the world, and they're into wanting money, and they're not
having
the world
right,
included. And you can talk to them, and they're very polite, and they look at you, but it's not sinking in.
And guess what? That's why God's going to translate us and give us that one thing that we want him to do for us. God told me that's not just for Raina. He said all of us are getting translated are going to get that opportunity. That's how special we are. That's how special you are, Pat. That's how special you are. He's going to take you before and say, what's one thing you want me to do for you? And he knows you're going to say,
grandkids.
Bless my family, my entire family, that loves me. Anybody that loves me or I love them, do that. You know?
Please make sure that they're saved. You know, because I have my sister's out in California and four of her five kids, and she's got six grandkids, you know, just about. And it's like, you know, she's very spiritual. I've told her to call in. She's 2 years younger than me, and she witnesses at work where she is. So she'd be good on the phone, you know. And I just tell everybody, you know, I told them today, be ready for the rapture. I mean, they look at me like I'm nuts, but, you know, that's okay. I say to the Lord, I told them.